Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Phone number 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. Kristen Bell, piping hot. Kristen Bell, Veronica Mars. Dave is enamored with Kristen Bell, as am I, but I've not met her, I don't believe. David has, because, would you meet her over Kimmel?
That's right. She was on the show some months or years back. She's quite a fox.
Well, she's coming in today. Also, Def Frat Guy in studio. I'm guessing he's going to be plugging his Hooters appearance. We'll be at the Hooters in Hollywood tonight, actually early, 7 o'clock. Miss Universe is going to be in here. Miss USA is going to be in here. Miss California and Miss North Hollywood. And then Miss Glendale, Miss Burbank. We're just going to keep going with it.
Miss Diamond Bar.
Ontario.
Miss Within These Four Walls.
That's right.
Wouldn't it be funny if I lost? All I've ever wanted to do is be able to dirty talk and moan.
I always did like that pathetic part in school when somebody was running for class, whatever, and it was fine with the class. There was, the president, student body president, and it got down to a few cabinet members. At a certain point, it got down to things like treasurer and stuff. And I would argue if your kid is running for treasurer in the ninth grade, he needs to be pulled out and sent to military school or something is horribly amiss. But I always did enjoy the speech where the person said, even though I'm running unopposed, because who the F wants to be the treasurer in the eighth grade, I still need your vote. Even as a seventh grader, I did the math on that. I thought, well, if you vote for yourself, you're in. Worst you can do is tie, and then we have a runoff, and then you vote for yourself and you're in. But worst case scenario, how do you need my vote when you're running unopposed? One will get you in, and I imagine you'll be doing that for yourself.
I imagine you did a lot of public service when you were a student, yes? I imagine you and your pals Ray and
I was not allowed or I didn't have whatever it took GPA-wise to be a candidate.
Not allowed to run
as far as the student government stuff went, but I was class clown. We can get into that a little bit later. Also, what else do we have? We're going to play a round of Mr. Brightside. You call in, you tell me your woes, and I put a happy spin on them with an assist from the great Tom Likas. He hung in last time we did this. I think he really rounded things out.
Made it sing.
That's right. As I said, Def Frat Guy's coming in. We also have a guy who, Ozzy's got a movie review. We got a guy who has a website called myfreeimplants.com where you sponsor girls and get their implants. That's all coming up. First, I want to talk a little personal story. Took the kids in to get their shots yesterday. Took them in the magazine. I'll talk about magazines in a second, but I took the kids in to the doctor's office because it's time. It's 2 months, and it's time to get them all their shots.
Vaccinations, etc.
All the vaccinations. And my wife always has very mixed feelings about bringing me along to things. On one hand, I think she wants me to go and feels it's important I should go. But the constant complaining that goes on once I get to the office and then once we get in, my helpful hints for how they can improve their business and that kind of stuff. It's always humiliating to her, so she doesn't know what to do. It usually starts at the doctor's office with the waiting room. Because the waiting room, when you're at the doctor's office, especially the kids' doctors, is stacked high with books about magazines on mommy. It's all these magazines about modern mom. And it's like the first beef is, where's the car and driver?
Right. Dads are there.
Yes. When I go to the dentist office, you think I just want to read about dentistry for an hour before I head in for the tooth cleaning, or I'm going to go get the car thrown up on the rack at the transmission place? Where's the transmission? Where the hell are the manuals on the transmissions? I need the idea that you want to read about what they do couldn't be further from the truth. The idea is I would like to pretend I'm somewhere else completely. I don't want to see all the mother stuff. And, Lisa, what's her name, from Entertainment Tonight, is talking about step-parenting and the challenging role of no car, mate. So it's stacked high with the magazines. A lot of places do this. I can't stand it, and it seems like they're the height of lethargy. How lazy? Because these things are obviously given to your office for free, so you just spread them out. go ahead and get a Road and Track, a Sports Illustrated. Get something in there, even a Time and a People. Get something that people want to read in there other than crappy parenting magazines.
And why, by the way, you know, they're always, you know, all the millions of hacky jokes about how they're all from 1982, all the magazines, you know, from April of the early 80s or whatever. You think that would have shamed doctor's offices into doing something, into updating their magazines. But no, they still do the same
crap. And they're often very random. Like, I have one doctor, and she always has Dance Teacher Today. I swear this is a thing. And also cheerleading. Like, what's new in cheerleading?
It's obvious these things are given away. And I wouldn't mind paying. Like, go ahead, here's what you do. You have, you know, 50 patients, go ahead and tack an 8-cent surcharge onto everyone's stuff for reading material. Mm. I mean, it's an interesting thing. That's right on the side of the bill, it's going to cost you an extra 15 cents per patient, per whatever, for reading material and a coffee machine and a water dispenser or something like that, whatever it is, just so I could sit there and not go insane. So there's that part. Then we get into the office, and they're going to measure the kids. They're measuring kids and weighing them and all that stuff. It's what you do with trout. You know, they essentially become something you're brought up from a lake because they don't cooperate. You know, go stand on that scale, stretch out, stand up straight. No, there's none of that. You throw them out and you stretch them out. You put weird devices on them.
Well, are they tall?
They're a little above everything, and the boy is now morbidly obese.
Oh, no!
He's began a diet regimen, but he's way heavier, or not way heavier, but he's in the 75 percentile or whatever it is. But you strip him down, you weigh him, you stretch him out. So they have this measuring device, and the way the measuring device works is it's sort of like a caliper. It sort of slides out and has a couple right angles at the end. They put it on the guy's head and it slides out. If anyone ever used something called a Brannick device, that's what you put your foot into at the old shoe place.
Right.
There was a time when you would get your foot measured when you bought a shoe. It was the greatest time your foot ever had. You'd place your foot down. Some guy'd come up, press your toe up, slide the thing back, and then push it up against your heel. Well, you're an 8.5. You know, I don't know why.
Like a king
it was
when they
awesome.
Were doing that. Yeah, that was fantastic.
That's what they do with the babies? They put them in a little thing? And
it's that, but it's made of wood, and it sort of slides, and they put the thing at the head, and they put the thing at the foot. And the nurse is doing it, and I can see that the boy's leg is bent to the point where his heel is practically touching his ass when she's doing the measurement. Now, I notice everything. That's my problem. My wife is blissfully unaware of anything. That's her gift. But I've noticed the leg is bent. I'm about to pipe up, go, well, I could stretch a leg. I'd get an extra 4 or 5 inches out of him. But I don't know. Maybe you do it that way. And I don't care. That's the other thing, too. I don't. They seem like normal, healthy children. But I am going to pipe up. And I said, you know what? That's all you do. That's all you do is pipe up. And then everyone looks at you. And then people get defensive. And the conversation goes like, I'm not, you know, here to tell you how to do your job. But it seems to me like the knee's bent. The knee wasn't bent, sir. Well, I could see that it was bent. And then the look from the wife. And now they're both looking at me. And me, and then the weird kind of uncomfortable make it worse back. If the knee is supposed to be bent, then you did a great job. But if it seems to me that, and then the wife says, I think she works here. I'm sure she knows what she's doing. And I'm saying, I'm not, and then you get into one of these things. So I just said, look, F it. Mm-hmm. Leave it alone. So then the doctor comes in and the doctor says, let's see here. Says the boy is 3.5 inches long. That can't be right. He looks much bigger than whatever it says on the thing. And then I sheepishly raised a hand. Well, his leg was bent pretty good in there. Oh, okay. We got to remeasure. So they lay the kid back down again. And here comes the Brannick device. And again, there's a thing that kind of comes out at 90 degrees. And then the sliding thing. It makes a picture a C clamp that slides out and then slides back in. A caliper, if you will, for the baby. But the problem is the flaps at the end bend further than 90. So you have to kind of hold it, and you're holding the kid still. And at a certain point, as me, my wife, and then the doctor attempt to get an accurate measurement on the kid, one holding the kid, the other holding one end of the device, trying to eyeball it at 90 degrees, the other hold, I announce, well, maybe this isn't the best piece of equipment. Perhaps there's an improvement that could be made. And she says, oh, no, it's great. It works great. And I said, well, yeah, perhaps. But the first measurement that was taken with it was inaccurate. And now it's taking three of us to use this thing on a two-month-old. So great is out of the question. We'll have to downgrade it to good. I don't think it could be great. Now the looks start again. This is the one we always use. I know it's no good. It doesn't work. Oh, no, it works fine. How can it work fine? We're using it again. It didn't work the first time. No, no, just hang on to that end. I'll hang on to this end. We'll get a third person to hang on to the kid and stretch him out. Yes, perhaps there's a better... No, no, it can be. And now it's on.
Uh-oh.
Now it's game on. It's game on, and now I realize I don't know what to do. Should I just take a Quaalude and like, have a 16-ounce tall boy beer before I go in everywhere and just go, you know, Adam, what do you think? Ah, F it. Is that what they want?
Well, I'll tell you what, that would have been great, because then that would have been a nice end of the story for you, is you end up getting banned for life from the doctor's office, and you never have to go again and deal with their crummy magazines.
It would be nice.
I think when Lynette packs up the babies, she should pack up for you a magazine, Car and Driver, and a lewd.
Yeah.
The binky and the diaper and stuff for you.
Yeah. I don't know if I need Car and Driver. That seems a little redundant. I'll take Car.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Car and Driver. Yeah, I'll take Car and Big Jugs, Car and Model Airplanes, Car and Sports stuff, you know, stuff I'm into.
Yeah.
Don't need the driver part. I'll do the driving math.
But by the way, so how did the boy's wang turn out? I assume that's part of the measurement.
There was that point when she stripped the diaper off and, you know, did the work in the sack like a speed bag move that the doctor's very clinical, you know, a lot of cheek spreading and examining.
Whoever cleans all this stretching.
He was fine and she was fine until the shots came. Oh. And the shots are brutal. And here's the other thing, and you guys help me tell me if I'm done with this, if I've screwed this math up or not, but the nurse is bragging, saying, you know, the kids don't take well to these shots. It's painful for them. It's the first time they've experienced any discomfort at all. And the good news is instead of giving them six shots, which most places do, there's six separate shots. Like, it's very, very uncomfortable for the children. We have three, because the last shot is 3-in-1.
Mm.
And I said, well, you mean it would be five shots? It would be five shots, because you got to do the third one anyway. That's 3-in-1 and 5-in-1, and then there'd be the two more. No, no, six shots is what you normally... Right, but you give the one shot, the single shot. Then, now the wife's giving me the look again. Then there's the second shot, right? And then the third shot is 3-in-1, but you would still give them the one. And then two more, that's five. Okay, normally it's six, but we do that. All right, at a certain point, I decided to just cut my losses and keep moving forward with that one, too. My wife gave a lovely, confused answer, too, when asked how tall her nephew was. We were trying to figure out the height of the nephew. She said 5'12 at one point. In which case, I quickly replied, the boy is 13 pounds, 16 ounces. It's nice being the doctor making fun of my wife. She was a little flustered at the time. To be fair to her, she said something like, yeah, I think he's like 5'10 or 5'12. It came rolling out. But still, neither one of us missed the opportunity to make fun of her.
Well, then it wasn't
a total
completely
loss.
Wasted
no, no,
trip.
No. We salvaged the day. So I humiliated myself, my wife. The kids are fine. They got their shots. They blame me. I know it. They just look at you and just start crying like, what? What?
I would feel so guilty.
I know. It's horrible. You have to, you know, sort of hold them a little bit, and they just scream and look at you. All right. We need to take a break. We have the guy who created MyFreeImplants.com. coming in, and he's going to tell us how this website works. You essentially sponsor women who want boob jobs. Diabolical, I say. We'll talk to him after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. The wait is finally over. Tonight, we're going to get
wasted.
If you're not wasted, the day is...
That's right. It's a rush party for the Deaf Frat Guys' new fraternity, Delta Phu Gamma, at Hooters at Hollywood and Highland, 7 o'clock tonight. Come and be a part of the first pledge class ever for Delta Phu Gamma. Learn how to funnel beers like a champion. Meet the Hooters Girl of the Year. Meet a whole bunch of Hooters girls. And maybe even Tawny Katane.
Hell yeah.
Tonight, 7 o'clock. Hooters, Hollywood and Highland.
The hostess hand is superlative as...
I'm going to go now. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, someone will be getting their stomach pumped this year. We've heard Deaf Frat Guy to say many times. All right, we were going to push forward here, but first, I want to step back for a second. I thought we had our traffic lady in here yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour. We argued because I believe... traffic is completely unnecessary. I've now heard 35,000 traffic reports in my life. I've never used one, or even if I have used one or two, who cares? I've heard 35,000 traffic reports. I'd like to eliminate it myself. But I said we could keep it as long as she ended each report with drive like champions, you bastards.
Which problem would be in Orange County for the city of Orange.
City of Orange. Don't play that stupid
one. And then Hacienda Heights, E60 between Hacienda Boulevard and Fullerton Road. Two right lanes down.
Yes, unnecessary. Everyone argues for it. I don't know why. I imagine we're all lemmings who've just had this stuff rammed up us for enough years that we've bought into it. But nobody uses the traffic report. Let's get rid of it. I said you could keep it. The traffic manager, whoever the boss man is over there, and I could only imagine that Poindexter, Mr. Excitement over at the Traffic Bureau, said she can't say that. She can't say drive like champions. You bastards, is that true?
No, it was actually our friend Jack Silva programmed
it. Jack Silva, right. Meanwhile, Miller Lite at the Miller Lite Lounge is sponsoring the traffic. Nobody sees a problem with that?
And a Sigler in Newhall.
Yes, from the Miller Lite Lounge. Perhaps we should ask Mel Gibson what he thinks of that. Why? Listen, we're getting rid of traffic then. I don't want it.
Tell Sugar Teeth to say what you told her to say.
What? Why? Why does he care?
Maybe if we just change bastards to another word, we can get this done.
Well, we got to work it out, or we can work out my little message about the left-hand turns or the right-hand turns and the arrows and it being legal to turn right in California when the signal's red.
I like the idea that you can be yourself on the road.
We got to work this out.
I say we work it out by the end
of
the day.
Okay, and really, do you think the sponsor, do you think Miller Lite is going to be upset about hearing Drive Like Champions, you bastards?
I think it's funny. I'd love to hear that. That'd be great.
Okay.
And it's inspirational.
I completely agree. So we got to talk to Jack about that.
Yeah, we will. I may even get him on the line. We'll negotiate it.
I'll tell you, what a constitution Jack has. He lets a beer company sponsor the traffic report, but you can't say bastards because that's crossed the line. That's offended everyone's delicate sensibilities.
Bastards is in the dictionary as well. It's like a
that's
word.
Right. Well, all right. It's a term of endearment.
Yeah. That's some sweet irony, peeps.
Yeah, sweet drunken driving irony. Fantastic idea. Jay. Sorry, buddy.
Yes.
Yes. Jay Grunstra in here.
What's going on?
Brought his beautiful gal pal Andrea in here. Jay is the creator of MyFreeImplants.com. Explain how the website works.
MyFreeImplants is a social networking site similar to MySpace or Friendster, but we specialize in getting women breast implants specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we do that is through the ladies interacting with our male members through messages and donations.
Mm-hmm. And so how does it work? If I was a guy, like, well, Andrea's right here. Andrea, where are you at now? If you've not had your boob job yet, correct?
Correct.
You're at $24?
$2,400.
Oh, that's different. Yeah. $2,400. What's the average job cost? Is it $5,000, $6,000?
About $5,000, yeah.
About $5,000. And how long did it take you to get to $2,400?
I've been on the site for a couple months now. So, you know, it's a lot of work.
It is. Why is it a lot of work? How does it work? I go on the site, I then do what?
You can message, like, any of the girls on the site, and we get $1 for every message sent.
Uh-huh.
or you can request certain kinds of pictures, and mm-hmm. we will then send them to you for a donation.
Well, now, what kind of pictures, and where does it stop? And by the way, Natasha has just entered the studio.
Hi.
She actually had the boob job.
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Oh, and you're the one who's right on the front of the website there. Yeah.
That's me.
Fantastic. And you raised $5,000.
Uh-huh. I was actually one of the first girls, so.
And what kind of pictures did you have to send?
Actually, all sorts. Nothing nude or graphic. So.
Nothing nude or graphic?
No.
All right, get out of here. I gotta get back to traffic. Nothing nude or graphic. Just, who the hell just wants pictures with people? I mean, you're an attractive woman, no doubt, but I can open any magazine. Although not at the pediatrician's office, but I can open any other magazine and I can see pictures of attractive women. Why does someone pay to see you in your clothes?
I don't know. They don't just look at us. They also chat with us as well by sending us messages. But the guys are from everywhere, all over the state, anywhere from Oklahoma, Idaho.
Do you ever pick up the phone and speak to them in person, so to speak?
No.
Just all text, all, emailing?
Exactly.
Webcam?
No webcam, but guys do have webcams.
But these guys are optimistically hoping to meet you guys.
Right,
though,
there's
right?
girls who do webcam sessions. It really, there's a wide range. Natasha didn't have to do anything, but a lot of girls do, and so there's a wide range of ladies on
and,
the site.
And how long, now how does it work? Like if I get hold of Natasha, and she's at $3,000, and she's got to get to $5,000, and we have a long session, is that make her more money than a short session?
Well, if you're sending more messages, that's more money for her.
It's a buck.
Exactly. So you're emailing back and forth, and every time you email her, that's helping her reach her goal.
And you get what besides satisfaction out of
well,
this?
We're really, this is more of a charity thing for us, Adam. I mean, right now we're taking approximately 10%, and that's to run the site. Mm-hmm. But we all have day jobs. We're really doing this to increase the population of big-breasted women, and we do have a large opportunity for advertising dollars. We're doing about 5 million hits right now a month.
Uh huh.
So that's a potential, but right now we're just really looking. We just love boobs, and that's what the site started from. And
I saw the windbreaker. I know the motto over there.
Boobies!
So you're saying that at this point, while you're not turning a profit, you're doing it for the love
back
of boobs.
The site.
It's doing God's work.
But
right
it's
now.
Like
right.
like they say, like a lot of folks that do public speaking when they're talking to high schools or college, you got to find your muse. Mm. You got to follow it, then the money.
In this case,
we'll
find your boobs.
Right.
That's right.
We're really, that's any good marketer will tell you, you know, do what the customer wants. We're really looking for improving the experience for the ladies and the guys, and then we're going to worry about our funding.
How do the women find you, and is there some sort of a screening app? There's some sort of application they fill out or whatever?
Yeah, they just go to www.myframeplants.com. There's a ladies' side and a male side. You can either be a model or a benefactor, and they sign up right on the site. It's sort of like filling out a MySpace profile.
Uh-huh.
Putting pictures and...
What if a woman in her 60s who was heavy set wanted this? She could sign up as well?
She could sign up.
But probably wouldn't get
many hits. She probably wouldn't
hits.
Be successful.
But you wouldn't get benefactors.
You never know.
Because isn't this, for the guys, for the women, I should say, in exchange for getting bigger boobs, you don't have to give these men your vagina? You understand what I'm saying here? Quid pro quo?
He's very subtle, but I think you get
it. I took
point.
You up to the C or the D size. Now, what about a little something for the effort, baby doll?
That's when the emails and the attention and the pictures come in.
So
the thank you cards.
So Natasha, now you're represented on the site. You're right on. You're on the homepage there, but you don't need it anymore, right? You're
actually
you're
still
moving on to
there.
buymeacar.com.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm still on there.
Maybe firstandlast.com?
I still actually chat with some of the guys that donated to me.
Okay.
Because,
sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. And plus, like, I want, like, my lips done, like, rusted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I need my teethcap.com.
Yeah. So,
I'm in trouble with the IRS.com.
I still keep it going, and I still, actually, with your comment with, do you guys want to see us? Guys, we actually just did LA Erotica. Mm-hmm. So there were a couple of people that came down that knew that the girls were going to be there.
Is that's the big convention mm-hmm. thing?
We do a lot of different events.
Jeez, that's a motley crew that shows up at those places. They go stand in line. Big Tad just raised his hand. They're standing in a line that goes around the block so they can take a picture with Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, I was wondering
that's
about
a frightening
these,
crew there.
These gentlemen, how would you describe the gentlemen with whom you interacted to earn the boobs?
There's all sorts. There's the nice guys, and then there's the
creepy guys trying to get your phone number, trying to get your address. Now, have you ever struck up a relationship with one of these guys and fallen in love? Have
no.
Never thought, this guy sounds like a pretty decent guy.
Look at Andrea's face right now.
No.
Moves and go. I want to do something. Jay, I had twins,
uh-huh.
and these kids are costing me an arm and a leg. I'd like to get something going where I just put them up, get them their own website. It's like, hey, we need the diaper caddy.
There you go.
And then we're going to, and I think they have something already. It's called a baby shower.
Yes, a registry.
You get all your stupid friends to buy everything the kid needs. But that only goes so far. There's going to be college. There's going to be, I'm sure one of the kids is going to have to go into rehab at some point, possibly 12, 13 years old. That's going to cost something.
Yeah.
Could you potentially start a site and just sponsor whatever, whenever now? Are we in that society?
You can. I mean, that's where the idea for the website came, was just from Natasha, mm-hmm. from one person. And you know, we were actually in Vegas at a bachelor party, and there was a girl who had implants and one without, and that's where the idea came from. There's 20 of us sitting in the room.
Breaks
like
your heart.
We should throw in 20. And that's when we came up with the idea that we could, you know, with a bigger population, we could get her boobs right now. And that's what we did for Natasha, and then we expanded it worldwide. So you can do that for anything.
You're doing the Lord's work, Jay. All right. I want to thank you for coming in. Interesting story. And see, you ladies, you think we just go to bachelor parties and get loaded and grab chicks. We're always thinking.
Coming up
as guys, always network. You don't know where inspiration is. You don't know when it's going to strike. You really
There's
don't.
Nothing wrong with bachelor parties.
No, but look, I'm your ideas aren't just confined to the office cubicle. You could be at home on the toilet, or you could be in Vegas underneath a chick who's dumping beer on her and letting it dribble down into your mouth. Hey, welcome to the stage. Wait a minute, I got an idea. Why not combine a pencil sharpener with a belt clip so you can carry it wherever you want? Wait a minute, I gotta write this down. This is some good stuff. Guys, who's with me? Businessman's lunch, 2-for-1 margaritas. Come on. Hey, wait a minute, I got another idea. Geez, anyone ever made a heated sofa? That'd be fantastic. I'd take a heater element, put it right there, save thousands in heating oil each year. It's a fantastic Cherry, stage 9, Cherry. Yeah.
Can I say one thing at risk of saying something unpopular? And I know we're going to commercial.
No,
but
don't.
Please, there's nothing wrong with Andrea's boobs. To me, nothing wrong with him at all.
Oh, that's right. Andrea is going to be the recipient, God willing, of a boob job. She can get herself another $2,600 on the site. But yes, you're modestly chested, but nice in proportion.
Thank you.
You look fine, I would argue that a lot of guys, including our own gay Dave Damashek, like a modestly busted woman. Yes,
I don't
Dave?
Like modestly busted, but I don't need D cups to be
wrong
satisfied.
With her. Yes. She looks beautiful.
My good question. Quickly is though, as a result of basically acquiring these women boobs, now do you receive a vigorous lovemaking session as payment?
Not necessarily, no.
But
not,
maybe.
Maybe not from
He's
these
asked.
Two.
But maybe. Maybe. Congratulations, Jay. I see.
Well, here's the thing. That. Here's the thing about guys. You have to put your... Yeah, look at yourself as a bear that's trying to get some salmon for lunch. Go find a stream where many are going by and you'll eat.
Yes.
That's kind of how it works. A lot of guys do what I did. They play football in high school, then they get into construction where they hang around a bunch of guys. Then they start these pursuits where there's no boobs anywhere. That is the stream with no salmon in it.
Right.
Go get by. You're creating a stream that is stocked with beautiful salmon.
Not a bad position.
Man-made stream.
Right. Now, are you going to get each one that goes by? No. But you'll get enough to get your fill. Oh, yes. The creepy oh yes at the end.
Hey, and I just want to say one thing. We're going to be at Hooters tonight.
Oh,
in
Hollywood,
giving out free $5 on the website for guys to donate to whatever girl they want.
Will you girls be there as well?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can, that means no. You can see Andrea and, wait a minute. Who else? Yes, Natasha. You can see Andrea and Natasha in the flesh when you go down to Hooters tonight, 7 o'clock. Thanks a lot, Jay. Thanks, Andrea. Thanks, Natasha.
Thank you.
MyFreeImplants.com is where you go if you want to help out one of these lovely ladies. And Teresa.
Yes.
You're going to tee up the news, baby doll?
Yes, there's a very big breaking story today. A red alert, the first red alert so far. You know, you've probably already heard it already, but we'll talk about the Brits foiling a terrorist plot. And also a very famous Oscar-winning actor. He has an Oscar. Now he's hoping for a 30-day chip. I'll tell you who's in rehab.
We'll hear about that and much, much more after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. Here's program director Jack Silver with what's coming up this morning.
What's cooking, home skillet? It's the man with the plan, Jack Silver. Today's show's a boob fest. We got Miss Universe and Miss USA. And maybe we can make a little silver sandwich, if you know what I mean. We also got Kristen Bell from Veronica Mars. I'm not familiar with her work, but I looked on the net. She's a piece of ass. Twing! We're going to play some Mr. Brightside, and Def Brat Guy's coming to talk about his rush party at Hooters tonight. Jack Silver's going to be there, and he's bringing some Hooters girls along with him. Check you later. Late.
Thanks, Jack. Call 866-901-ADAM. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, let's press on because we have so much to get to. We're going to do Mr. Brightside also as well with an assist from the great Tom Likas and on and on.
Perhaps you'll be able to put a Mr. Brightside on our first story. I can't wait to hear you.
Oh. Try to put a happy spin.
It's going
to
be tough.
Go ahead, T. Let's do the news, baby doll.
Okay. This morning, the United States government raised its threat level to a red alert for commercial flights out of England to the United States, marking our first red alert ever. This, after a terrorist plot to blow up several planes using explosives tucked into carry-on bags was foiled by British authorities. They arrested 21 people in London in connection with the planned attacks. By the way, if you are flying today domestically, please, I feel for you. There are going to be lines. Do not pack any liquids or gels, including hair gels, into your carry-on. They will not be allowed. Baby formula and medicine will be allowed, but they will be checked. The Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff gave a talk this morning, a briefing. Here's what he had to say in part.
There is no currently no indication of any plotting within the United States. Nevertheless, as a precaution, the federal government is taking immediate steps to increase security measures with respect to aviation.
I got to tell you, all these guys are is, you know, they're just sort of faces that represent our country and our security. We got to do a little better than these guys. This guy sounds like a weak old man. Terrorists see this and they start laughing. I want someone with a little more authority.
Yeah, but he's so beautifully handled overseeing the entire Katrina affair.
Yeah,
Michael Chertoff.
All I'm saying is folks from the who are planning on an attack or not, they watch these guys on TV. Their English isn't great. They just see either they see a guy who looks weak and they think they could take us, or they see a guy who looks like a rock of Gibraltar in which you're intimidated. They're really a primitive people we're dealing with. I say we get a guy who's well over 6 foot, get a guy with, you know, big shoulders.
I got
really
the man.
Who?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, right. Flared nostrils up there, looking like he just bit into something bad, you know, and then throws a bring it on, or if you want some, or come on down, and he starts doing that thing. It sort of becomes like one of those pre-fight press conferences. You want trouble? You found it. Nostrils. The size of hula hoops, this huge black, it looked like tunnels you could drive your car into and PO'd and pacing. Before we bring him up to the podium, he's pacing back and forth like a panther. Ready to pounce, angry, irritated. You watch that, you're scared. I really do believe we're dealing with a fairly primitive people when it comes to this kind of stuff. They see weak, they see shoulders rolled, they see an old man who looks like they could take, and it's game on. Here's all I want to say about this, and we'll get into this more in the 8 o'clock hour because we'll open it up for discussion. Now's not the time for you people to talk, but it's always the time for me to talk. I just hope they didn't find out this information and they didn't foil this terrorist attack by doing anything that would have compromised the rights of anybody. I hope they weren't listening into anyone's phone conversations or illegally tapping anyone's computer or intercept any wire transmissions that these guys were making, because that's the greatest. That's the greatest injustice of them all. Sure, a few planes could blow up, but if they were listening to someone's confidential conversations and found this out, well, then it's just not worth it. Because I know we all went nuts about Bush talking about this 6 months ago, and we've all, it's been hell living under his boot for the last 6 months, hasn't it? I know we're all outraged. We're just as outraged now that he may have been listening in, or that somebody from the national security has been listening into our cell phone conversations or monitoring something. It's an outrage, is it not?
Strategery.
It's very difficult living under this oppressive regime.
Well,
I just hope they didn't get it that way. I pray to God that somehow it just fell in their goddamn lap. That they just sat home and did nothing, and all this information, a huge dossier marked terrorism, a skull and crossbones on it, landed in their lap. I hope nobody's civil rights were infringed at all by them listening in on conversations. Idiots. Of course, what happened to Bush's stuff, huh? Remember the world was going to implode 6 months ago because he wanted to listen in on people's phone conversations? Oh, it's tough, isn't it? I don't know. I don't know who to trust anymore. I can't speak freely when I'm on the cell phone. That's for sure.
Shall I move on to entertainment news?
Yes, you all know I'm right. That's why we should move on. Of course, this is what we want them to do. Get in there. Get every piece of information you can.
Well, if you have nothing to hide.
Yes, if you have nothing to hide, then who cares? All the stupid, all the left-wing pusses are all working under the general assumption that the government is evil and they're going to lock you up just because they don't like the smell of your Birkenstocks. Please, narcissists. That's what it is. It's narcissism. You think they care about you. They don't. They don't. They just want your tax money, and then they'll move on quietly.
And now, unfortunately, they want to stop you from bringing your hair gel onto the plane.
I cannot travel without Moose.
Oscar-winning
actor... I'm talking about that frat guy's buddy, Moose.
Right, Ash Pucci.
My lucky mascot.
Oscar-winning actor Robin Williams has checked into rehab for alcoholism, says his publicist, confirming a story that was in the National Enquirer. Now, this is the odd part. Robin Williams reportedly has been sober for 20 years, but the 55-year-old just found himself drinking again.
How do they... They always kind of do that thing where he's checked in, but it's just a precautionary move, a preemptive move.
Proactive, they're calling it.
Proactive move. Yeah. In that case, with that logic, we should all just check into rehab this weekend. I may start drinking at some point in the future. One never knows. By the way, I'm going to go undergo chemotherapy as well, because who knows? I may get cancer at some point.
Put me in the eating disorder clinic before anything happens. All right.
Oh, that ship has sailed.
Okay, this is something to cheer us all up, and I really think this is going to work. Sports Illustrated on Campus has named the top 5 college fight songs. I was listening to these this morning, and they actually do make you feel kind of happy. The only one I recognize was number 5. I'm going to see if you guys can guess which college fight song.
Well, Dave will know.
This is. It's an easy one. Even I know it.
This is number 5.
Notre Dame?
Yeah, that's right.
What 4 could be ahead of this?
Do you want me to go straight to number 1, or do you want number 4?
Give them all. But...
All right. Number 4. Can you name this song? Fight song.
Oh yeah, that's LA Valley College. I went to my alma mater. It's out in Van Nuys.
Dave Damshack, number 1 sports.
This is Rocky Top.
Very
Tennessee.
Good. Perfect.
Oh, knew the name of Rocky Top. They sing this throughout the game. It is good.
It does make you happy. Number 3. Let's take a listen.
Michigan, Ohio.
Ta-da! That's my favorite. That's Army.
Maybe, I think, right?
It's a university that starts with an O.
Ohio? I said Ohio.
Oklahoma. It's called Boomer Sooner. This is number 2.
Stupid. We should have got that. That's the Navy.
Yeah, that's right. Anchors away. And number 1, the number 1 fight song.
Can I guess?
Do you want to hear it first or guess first?
Oh, who cares?
You guess.
I'm going to say it has to be Michigan.
Let's take a listen.
It is a good one.
Hail, hail to Michigan.
Just slid to number two.
Brian, very upset because USC did not crack the top five.
That's ridiculous.
Fight songs.
And that is.
Is that a good fight song?
Fantastic.
I don't know. It's weird. Good. I don't know if you measure good or bad. It's sort of what's most recognizable, what seems to conjure up the most imagery. You know, if you can't hear Keith Jackson behind it, oh, how do you do? If you don't hear that behind this, then it's no good.
And it does make you do is makes your heart soar with joy when you realize that by month's end, it will be college football season.
Okay. Now, Von Aniston, or Jenna Von, or whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn, the cover of Us Weekly says that they are engaged, but Jen's publicist is denying it. Now, Adam, I thought you would enjoy this story because there's now a battle between Us Weekly and Jennifer Aniston's publicist.
Yeah.
Her publicist said...
Clash of the homos.
The publicist said no. Us Weekly went on its own blog and pointed out some of Jen's publicist's other pronouncements that turned out to be not as true.
Well, this is a very good point. Sorry for stepping on your inhale, but these godforsaken, horrible wretches known as publicists say, oh, no, that's absolutely not true. And then a week later, you see Jen and Ben, or Jenna Bennifer, or whatever, on Oprah announcing they're engaged. So... if you do enough of these, then in fact you're a liar, and then we shouldn't listen to your lying ass the next time you deny something, right? I mean, isn't that the way it works?
Well, here are some of this particular publicist pronouncements, according to Us Weekly's blog.
SC top five.
Yes. Brad and Jen, not engaged. Well, turns out that they were. Brad and Jen are okay. Turns out they weren't. Jen isn't moving into her former bachelor pad. Turns out she did. Jen and Vince are not dating. It turns out they are. Gwyneth Paltrow is not depressed after her father died. Turns out she was quoted saying, I was very depressed.
And so. Make room for the metric system, which was from the early 70s. Yes, that's what they do. They're attorneys. We say you're guilty, and they say my client is innocent. Doesn't make them innocent. That's what they're paid to do. So you can almost just do the opposite of what they say. You know, when somebody goes into rehab, it's not because of any blah, blah, blah. Well, you just do the opposite math. That's their mouthpieces.
Well, the odd thing is Robin Williams' publicist is saying he is in rehab. Jen's publicist is saying she's not engaged. When did being engaged become a crime?
I do not know.
I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one. Do it, Dave.
Injustice. I can't believe Wisconsin's fight song wasn't on there. Northwestern's. Don't worry, though. I will correct this wrong, and I will have to put together my own list.
There could be a
the
jerk
only
alert.
List that really counts of the best fight songs there
That's
are.
Right.
Now, let's move on in the meantime to the national pastime. It was fun while it lasted, but the Dodgers' win streak is over. The Rockies broke up the 11-game run last night in Chavez Ravine. First place San Diego. Dads lost in New York, so they hold on to their slim half-game lead in the NL West. Getting tight, though. At or near the top of the NL West rankings, the surging Snakes of Arizona, also now just a half game back after their win over the Gigantics. Junior Circuit, Halos put up a halo on the scoreboard last night, shut out by the Cleveland Tribe. Athletics shut out themselves, and shame for good measure by the Rangers, 14-0. Mariners, on the other hand, were the ones doing the shutting out. They put down the Rays 2-0. What's going on in Cincinnati with these bungles? You hear about them? 10 arrests in the offseason. Most recently, one of their offensive linemen busted for operating a boat, a party boat, while he was liquored up. But much more severe crimes by some of his teammates. 5 alone by wide receiver Chris Henry. It's gotten so bad that club officials have announced they're changing the team name to the Cincinnati Trailblazers. Sure, it's just a matter of time till Cincy goes after home state hero Maurice Claret. He, of course, carried Ohio State to the national crown as a freshman back in '02. Night before last, though, he was arrested. He tried to outrun the law. He had a bottle of vodka. He had 4 guns. He had body armor on.
Let me say, I think what the problem is with a lot of the athletes attempting to outrun the law, the problem is we use the word run. And these are guys who run 4.3 40s. So when they hear run, I'm in. Count me in. You're going to try to outrun the fat white guys eating the donut behind you? No problemo. But you're not running. You're in a SUV, you're in a Denali,
yes,
and there are interceptors, and they have helicopters.
Yes, so once.
I think if we say drive, outdrive the law, these guys aren't great drivers. They would immediately surrender. But we say, try to outrun them, and the guy thinks, great, I'll just kick in the afterburners and head for pay dirt.
Well, the real excitement began in this particular case once they did catch up to him in the car, and they tried to tase him, and he had on the body armor, so that didn't work. Then they had to mace him. They had to mace him down in his eyes and everything. He was, I give him this, he was very forthcoming when he stood before the judge about 20 minutes ago. Take a listen.
How do, Your Honor? I stand before you with egg on my face. I'm sorry to admit that doozy of a hullabaloo with the coppers the other night was all my fault. I had a car full of hooch and a bunch of pea shooters, you see. It was wrong to try and outrun Johnny Law. I got nothing but the highest regard for the coppers, the Flatfoots, the boys in blue, and so on. If they hadn't used that liquid hocus pocus in my eyes, who knows what would have happened?
Oh, wait, Sheldrake?
Excuse me. Hello? Mr. Sheldrake. It's Mr. Sheldrake, my attorney. Yes, Mr. Sheldrake, but I already admitted. But it's going to look like a pile of applesauce, don't you think? Very well. I wish to plead the fifth.
Maurice Clarett.
Wow. I've never heard him speak. I've seen his picture many times. Mm. They don't sync up, the voice and the likeness.
He was a dynamite running back, but turned for the worst.
Where do these guys get their money? I was thinking about it. He's driving a relatively new SUV. He's got guns and body armor. He just had a kid. Where is the money? You know, he's not working at an Orange Julius. He played in college. He was a star. He did some training camp stuff and got cut. How much could he make from Denver and getting cut? You know what I mean? Like, you think to yourself, where's the income?
Yeah, he had to have a nominal, signing bonus, but it couldn't be worth it. Oh, he got no signing bonus, Brian says?
Sorry, there's a story on ESPN.com. He refused a signing bonus because he thought he was going to rush for a bunch of yards and get incentives. What happens is a bunch of rappers are fronting him the money, thinking he'll sign eventually and pay him back.
That's that like might have been why he had the body armor.
Uh-huh.
They front the rappers, front him money?
Uhhuh.
Stories on ESPN.com front page.
Well, I see. So they float
him. I guess I'm out of sports guy, Brian.
Well,
I hope you feel good about yourself, Brian.
Don't tease if you're not serious, David. Do not tease.
I know where the door is.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All righty. Thank you, Bri. You have a problem. We can. We're not going to make it go away. We're not going to right the wrong, but it is a relative thing. You know what I mean? Oh, you think you have problems. Maybe you sat on
your
kids.
Just show them why the glass is at least half full.
I certainly shall. It's called Mr. Brightside. You call in 866-901-ADAM, and I will make your problems melt away by putting them into perspective. And I'll tell you who's going to help me. None other than Tom Likas. He'll be on the blower. You'll be on the blower, and we'll do all that after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. It's time for Mr. Brightside to cheer you up. You call in with a problem at 866-901-ADAM, and Mr. Brightside will put a happy spin on it, along with our afternoon host, Tom Likas.
Well, my sister has a brain tumor, and she had to operate it on.
Going to be a lot of sympathy tale thrown your way. Possibly at the funeral itself. Maybe even on top of the casket.
Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. Mr. Brightside, very quickly before we get into this, Ozzy, who's doing a movie review for us later on, came in. He brought donuts. Ozzy, when I came home yesterday afternoon, he was making ceviche in my kitchen. Now, the thing about Ozzy is Ozzy's on the clock, but Ozzy likes to barbecue while he's on the clock over at my house, and as if that wasn't bad enough, he then calls everyone else in. Hey, Mr. Gardner, Mr. Poolman, hey, Miss Nanny, come on down. I'm cooking for everybody. So everyone is congregated in my kitchen eating who's all on the clock. It's not that you're just paying Ozzy to cook. You're paying everyone. Everyone's just huddled around the whatever. And my wife, who doesn't pay for anything, has no concept of this other than, hey, it's good times. The chuck wagon's pulled up. And we'll all be eating ceviche, and she's chewing the fat with everyone having a good time. And, of course, I walk in and like, all right, Mac Chanel, let's go. Scatter. Let's get back to work. And then my wife starts like, why do you have to be rude? Because this cost me $190 an hour for everyone to sit around and eat ceviche in my kitchen.
And they understood me, Chanel? They have to?
No, I don't think they get it. But I show up, and everyone starts to scatter. Back to their workplace. So Ozzy brings the donuts in, and I've always said that the cake donut is the best. The simple, the cake or the buttermilk. A lot of people make arguments for the glazed donut, just the puffy whatever
raised
they call it.
Raised is what those are called, raised, and those are garbage. I'm with donut. You 100%.
Yet, but yet everyone will continue arguing with me, yet when he brings in a baker's dozen of donuts, what's left? Mm-hmm. Just the raised donuts are left, and then the one cake that's covered in multicolor rainbow jimmies, the novelty thing. And it brings us to a bigger point. Every time somebody buys bagels, every time somebody buys donuts, they have to get one of everything. How about get 100 of the goddamn one everyone enjoys instead of one of everything? Because what happens is you bring the bagels in, the egg one's taken, the plain one's taken, everything's taken, and you're left with the whole wheat one or the rum raisin or the salsa one. Nobody wants it. Stop buying it. Mm-hmm. And everyone does that thing where they go, well, I'm just, you know, who knows what people like? I know what people like. Oh, no, better yet, I know what they don't like. They don't want whole wheat bagels. They don't want the donut that looks like a clown threw up on it. They want the ones they want. That's all I'm saying. Why must we represent everybody and everything? And when it's left last, do the math. When you're buying the bagels and the whole wheat one is left and the salsa one is left every time and people are arguing over who got the egg one or who got the plain one or who got the salt one, do that math and just get those.
Well, listen, I agree with you. You know,
the more
first
you
of
know.
All, this is what it
Thank
is.
You.
America, we're the masters of convenience now. And so just as we have cruise control on our automobiles now, and nobody uses that, somehow we still do cruise control of a lot of things. You go into the bagel house and you say, give me three everything.
Yes.
That's stupid. Think it out. No one wants three of those ones that tastes like mocha chip. Well, right. That's not even a bagel, for Christ's sake.
I'm very concerned that Mr. Brightside is not going to be able to pull it off after this.
I am upset. I must say. Okay.
Yes. Putting a happy spin on things really isn't your best sport.
Talk to Mr. Brightside.
Just put on a happy face.
All right, we have an assist from the great Tom Likas. Tom?
Hello, Adam.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for getting up.
Oh, great to talk to you. Hello, T.
Hi, how are you, Tom?
Do you care?
Tom Likas on every afternoon everywhere we're on.
Yes.
And I believe, out here it's 3 o'clock, but it must be the same time, or at least close to the same time, afternoon drive time.
Yes, and if you want to hear our show the way nature intended it, uncensored, from 3 to 8 Pacific time at blowmeuptom.com.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, dear.
So we, again, appreciate you getting up and hanging in with us. Now, again, we'll try to put a happy spin on whatever ails you. Johnny?
Yeah. How's it going, Adam?
What's the problem, my brother?
The other day, I got pulled to HR at my work, and they're saying that someone's trying to file sexual harassment charges against me for some inappropriate comments that I never made.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of worried about my job, and just see what kind of positive spin you can put on it to make me feel better for a week until I find out. They told me next week is when I'll find out what's going to happen.
All right. Well, you'll be a registered sex offender, and that's not a great thing. I somehow cut him off, or he dropped off, so we'll get him back. But you will be registered, and that's nice. Having your hands registered as lethal weapons is cool. Being registered at a nice department store when you're getting married is nice. The cash register. Think of all the happy register things. Oh, there he is.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Tom, by your back. I'm sorry.
A little trouble with the phone, dear.
Sorry, Tom. I'm going to be doing Tom's show tomorrow from the Playboy Mansion,
yes.
By the way. So.
And Adam, we're looking forward to that.
I'm sure you are, Tom.
We certainly are.
Be nice to press the flesh with you tomorrow. All right, Johnny's got a horrible line, so I'm going to put him on hold. He's getting a sexual harassment allegations brought up to him at the workplace.
Daily.
Yeah, I know. I know you don't like the bitches.
You can only say hello and goodbye to these bitches.
Sorry. All right, let me see if I can work this out. Sarah? Sarah?
Hello, Sarah.
I hear someone on the line. Sarah?
Adam's on the phone.
I think her problem is she's mute.
That's our meth family. All right, Sarah, I'll put you on hold. Let's see. I'll hop up to the top here. Chris.
Yeah.
What's up?
How you doing, Adam?
Doing well.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Tom, big fan.
Thank you.
Anyway, my problem is every girl I've ever dated seems nice at the beginning, but then she turns out to be a complete psycho. Can you put a positive spin on that, Adam?
Well, first a warning, and Tom will back me up on this one. The better they are at the beginning, the better the sex, the better the everything, the worse they are when you cross them eventually.
That is exactly right. And the Lycus 101 3-date rule, you stop seeing that bitch if you don't get laid after the third date.
Well, there you go.
And no means no. If she says no, then stop, get your stuff, and leave.
I actually got one more thing to say to you, Adam.
Yes.
We heard the traffic report and did change our course.
Oh, no. But did it save you any time?
It is saving us a lot of time.
Oh,
oh boy.
I know. It's not great radio, and you're used to doing great radio, Tom. Let's try Anthony. Anthony.
Mijo?
Yes, Anthony.
Yes,
yeah,
Adam.
What's the problem, my child?
All right. Got a 3-week-old baby boy.
Mijo?
Mijo?
Mm-hmm.
Seems to know how to tell time, and I say every night for the past 2 weeks, around 7, 8, 9 o'clock, he decides he wants to scream and holler. And
keeping you up all night, huh?
Well, you know, not me, but it's just, it's very old.
Tom's laughing because he doesn't have kids. I have twins, Tom. I know.
I don't have children. I live alone. No one's going to tell me how to decorate my house or not to buy a big screen TV or where to eat dinner.
I don't have such a problem, Tom. I just had the twins, and they're crying all night, keeping me up as well. I don't think it's funny, Tom. I mean, this is sleep deprivation.
Oh, boy.
A lot of people suffer with it. Anthony, my heart goes out to you.
Woo-wee.
One day, your children will become adults, and then they'll have kids, and they'll be burdened by the same problems you have. So there is the payback. It's long term. It's 25 years down the road, but there will be payback, and you can look forward to that. Yes, Tom. Just some other people on the line here that have problems. Don't have time to talk to them, but Bob is. He's suffering from bone cancer. And Sheila has scurvy. Geraldine has leukemia. We have a hemophiliac.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. Shelly's got Lou Gehrig's disease.
I love that.
Sickle cell. Bulimia. Fetal alcohol syndrome. We have some veterans that are amputees.
Oh, boy.
And did I mention a fetal alcohol syndrome? All right. We have a guy who's blind. Guy who's deaf. Guy backed over his own child. Hey, he's got triplets all drowned in the same kiddie pool just 2 days ago. Here's someone who's been
drowning
shot
in the kiddie pool. I love that.
Oh, here's a, we have an 11-year-old who was raped by his mother. Here's someone who lost folks in 9/11. If a midget with brain cancer. Guy's currently being raped by priests. Here's a guy who ate a box of tacks. Oh, we have conjoined twins, and both of them are retarded.
Retarded, conjoined twins, I love that.
Here's someone whose infant was shaken by Mexican nanny to the point where he's retarded now. Oh, here's someone whose house is actually on fire.
Oh, boy.
We have someone calling from a capsized ocean liner. Here's someone on an overturned ferry from Indonesia on line 6.
Oh, boy.
Here's someone who lost a child to AIDS. I think this is getting out of hand now. Out of hand.
Oh, boy.
We should just cut our losses at this point.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Tom, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Adam.
we'll be listening.
Yes.
This afternoon when you're on.
And if you'd like to email me, my email address is my name, Tom, at blowmeuptom.com.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Adam.
Appreciate that. We'll take a break. I'll be with Lycus tomorrow from the Playboy Mansion. We'll be right back with Miss USA and Miss Universe after this.
Oh, boy.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show.
And so Miss Universe 2006 is Miss Puerto Rico.
In studio right now, Miss Universe and Miss USA. Call 866-901-ADAM. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, welcome Zuleika Rivera and Tara Connor.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Very well. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. Congratulations. Miss USA and Miss Universe. Do you go from Miss USA into Miss Universe?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I competed with her.
Give it. Oh, she beat you, huh?
Yeah, you're the fourth runner-up, though, right?
I got fourth runner-up. So, I mean, how can you complain about that?
Is fourth runner-up fourth place, or is that fifth place? Because runner-up is first runner-up.
Fifth place.
We got to work that out. You know, win place or show, fourth runner-up, third place, second place. We should all get on the same page. I'm always a little confused with. They always do a thing where they announce the person that got second place, mm-hmm. therefore you do the math, but it's more confusing than Ryan Seacrest when he's doing American Idol when he turns to the person. Tony, you will not be one of the people who might be going home tonight.
You did not win.
Just looks at him and goes, am I going home or?
Yeah. Tara's an all-American blonde beauty, but with very jangly.
Yeah, you might want to take your earrings off. They're going to probably annoy you.
Well, let's hear them first. Like,
just shake your head.
Right, I'll get you to shake your head. Would you have sex with Dave Damashek?
No,
but okay.
Uh-oh.
You got to shake the head, though. There you go.
There you go.
Do you find Dave Damashek attractive? Will you remember the name Dave Damashek once you leave the studio?
Oh, no, that's worse.
That was a yes jingle.
Yeah, what? But that's worse, though. She wouldn't have sex with me. She doesn't find me attractive. Oh, yeah, I'll definitely remember.
Well, I'll remember the name because you said it three times.
I see.
Hold on. Let me tell you what's worse. Zuleika, who is now Miss Universe, has done something with her sweatshirt where moments ago she was kind of in a slinky outfit. And she took her sweatshirt and put it kind of on backwards to cover
she's
herself.
She's cold.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm cold.
Oh. Kind of reminds me of that band Crisscross. Remember those black children used to wear their pants backwards?
Are you cold or are you maybe disturbed by the gentleman staring at you to my left? I predicted correctly.
Yeah, it's a bad sign when a girl right before she meets you takes her sweat jacket off and puts it on backwards. She actually has a hood, and I'm guessing the hood is going to double as a sickness bag in case Dave loses his shirt.
Here.
You can just vomit into your own sweat jacket. It's like one of those diapers they put behind the horse, you know, in Central Park. All right, so all the first off, did everyone get started Zuleika, you're just 18 years old, right?
Yeah.
So you got started early. Do you do all the junior pageants? Do you start? What's the earliest you can start?
18. Well, in Miss Universe?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about at the JonBenet Ramsey age, like the junior.
JonBenet Ramsey age, you can start. They have, like, infant pageants, like newborns, just, like, where your parents will, like, walk you out and stuff. I mean, they have pageants from the time that you're born to the...
And that's creepy, don't you think?
I think, well, you know, in some instances, yeah.
How old was your first pageant?
I was 13 when I did my first one.
And what happened?
Well, my mom wanted me to do it, and it was, she's not one of those crazy psycho moms, so don't think of it that way.
Too late.
I was a tomboy.
You're a tomboy.
I was a tomboy.
Stop the press. It's a beautiful woman was a tomboy when she was younger.
No, I was. So she said, just try it. If you don't like it, you don't have to do any more of it. If you do, you can. So I tried it, and I won. So
she was trying to do is make you more ladylike.
Feminine.
Yes, she wanted me to act more feminine.
Saw you out wrestling all day with the boys and playing ball, coming home with a skin knee, and she says, let's put a book on your head and a nice dress on you. Right?
No book on the head, but we did get a cute little dress.
And then also, I won't love you anymore if you stop winning.
That's not what your mom said to you.
Pretty much.
Zuleika, what happened? What is your path to the Miss Universe competition? How did you start?
How did you start in pageants?
How?
Uh-huh. Tara has to translate.
When and how did you start in pageants?
I competed when I was 14 years.
14.
Oh. Yeah, in Miss Puerto Rico Teen.
Mm-hmm.
And on that moment, I was first runner-up. Then I competed to appear in a cover of a magazine in Puerto Rico that we call Imagen.
The Puerto Rico, it says on my card, second most successful nation in pageant history behind the good old U.S. of A.
The women are so gorgeous in Puerto Rico. Well, and Zuleika is gorgeous in a gorgeous country is saying something.
That's right. It's like being the toughest guy in a prison.
Yes.
Being the toughest guy to Hooters is good, but at prison, that's an accomplishment. And I would also say, yeah, we should get Ozzy in here to translate for Zuleika.
Her English is pretty good.
I know, it's better than Ozzy's. It's just going to be funny when he attempts to translate. I was going to say, I don't know what the population of Puerto Rico is, but if you do the population of the United States, for instance, we have like 300 million people, have like 150 million women. Our batting average isn't as good as Puerto Rico's is because they got like 25 people over there, right?
And they're all gorgeous.
Ozzy.
Yes, sir.
Can you translate for Zuleika?
Zuleika?
She's that beautiful creature.
How are you?
To your left.
Un placer conocerte.
Oh, mucho gusto. Mucho gusto, baby.
I don't speak Spanish.
Zuleika was telling me she likes her men short, fat, and hairy, and poor before we went on the air, so she's got it bad for
Ozzy.
She
did take the sweatshirt off when Ozzy came in.
Now I'm hot.
Ozzy took off the wedding ring for this morning's appearance for some reason. What gives?
Wow. All right, so I was asking Ozzy, Zuleika, when she got started in the pageant competition, at what age, how it all began. Did her mom get her into it?
Well, I started when I was
Let
four.
Odyssey translate.
Yeah, no, I answered that already.
Ozzy, you're up.
Ask her if she was a tomboy when she was young, like Tara.
Yeah.
No, Ozzy.
Oh, te están preguntando si...
Que si a mí me gusta...
Te gusta...
Look, I don't speak Spanish.
What'd she say, Ozzy?
Well, I like to play basketball.
Okay.
So
I'll translate to Ozzy. She's saying she likes to play basketball.
This is like the United Nations.
You're into sports.
Huh?
You're into sports.
Sí.
Wait a minute, Ozzy.
Que se está en el deporte.
Ah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ask which sports she likes.
¿Qué deporte te gusta?
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
It's American.
Bueno, yo por lo menos siempre he estado en muchísimos deportes. No en uno específico, pero siempre duro como más o menos un mes.
I understand. Yeah, I don't have to speak Spanish to understand bass fishing.
What?
And the timber sports.
She say... She like a lot of sport, you know.
A lot of sports,
A lot of sport, you know. And she make it
too much.
Hold on, Asi. Let her translate for herself. Yeah. Now. Sorry, Zuleika. You like a lot of sports. All right. So, what is next? What is the schedule like? You have 1 year. You have a 1 year reign. Also, Terra Miss USA. Same year.
Yeah.
And what are you visiting kids at hospitals?
I'm an advocate for breast and ovarian cancer and Zuleika.
For or against? Sorry.
For.
For cancer?
For cancer. Wow, it's controversial. Wow. Right
she,
that there.
On a limb. She, her official cause is HIV and AIDS.
For or against?
For or against?
Four.
Against.
Oh, against. Oh. Okay, so, okay. It's Tara. It's Tara.
Oh,
Tara's
sorry.
For cancer. I lost a dear friend over there. Yeah. Oh, I see. Against. Okay.
Against
all
ovarian
right.
cancer.
I just wanted clarity. Okay. That's all. So what might you do? And you're from Kentucky.
I am.
They have a lot of hot women from Kentucky.
Oh, you think?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're from... I was just talking to Molly Sims on the set of Vegas last week, and she said she was from Kentucky. Did you guys know each other?
No.
It's weird. You hot chicks don't hang out. Huh? Are you back? Do you live in Kentucky?
No. Actually, she and I just... We live in an apartment together in New York.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
With Miss Teen USA.
Yeah, with Miss Teen USA.
That you have to watch it. Miss Teen USA is going to be in August 15th.
I
love pageants. Yeah, it's in LA or it's in Palm Springs this year.
Yeah.
I was there. Oh, my God. It's very hot.
Yes. Really? Palm Springs. Yeah. Yeah, that's why you got to wear the thong back this
year.
We
should say that Zuleika is only 18 years old. She's the youngest Miss Universe. Is that right?
One of them. Yeah, because Amelia was one. Dayanara also.
Oh, right. The one that married...
With Mark Anthony.
Right.
What a delight he is. Oh, I can't stand that guy's music.
I was afraid to bring him up. That's why I said what's his face.
Go back then to the fact you two, and on top of it, for good measure, Miss Teen USA.
Oh,
all live
you
together.
Like Mark Anthony, huh?
This song blows.
Yeah, he's a good singer.
King Kong ass.
That's talent.
But is he good looking? No. That's the part. I think every guy is always international heartthrob, Latin crooner. Not everybody's good looking from that region of the world, are they? Just because they can sing? We have ugly people who sing here. We don't try to pass them off as heartthrobs.
He's an appetizer, not a main course.
There you go.
Right, so everybody lives... Yeah, it's like a chicken finger. Or mozzarella stick. Everyone lives in the same apartment.
Yes. Yeah.
And shares the same shower.
That's right.
No, we have three
conservation.
I have my shower. Uh-huh. I have my bed.
Uh-huh.
And she has her bed and her shower.
But we share a kitchen and a living room.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But you don't eat food.
Of course we eat.
Oh, my God.
We got in trouble for having a $300 grocery bill. Mm-hmm. The other day, and like we left because we were going to be out of town, and a lot of it got spoiled. So,
suggestively, will you just say suggestively, say like we share everything? Go ahead,
we share a lot of things, yeah.
Can I have
not everything?
All right, sorry.
I have a serious pageant question mm-hmm. that I've always wondered because I love the pageants.
Yeah,
when you do the bathing suit competition, you know, like a boxer before a match has to go into training. What do you do before? I mean, are there special secrets and tricks to look that good in a bathing suit that you do the day of?
Oh, that's just wrong.
That's wrong.
Actually,
I apologize.
No. You know, you want to get fit and stuff before you're going to be in a swimsuit, obviously, because it is a beauty pageant, and a big part of it is being fit. So, just kind of...
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Do you tape yourself?
Wow. You can tape your... Yeah.
You tape yourself.
So, yeah. Sometimes you need to tape your boobs up for extra cleavage.
How do you
duct
do
tape.
That?
Sometimes they use duct tape.
What but can't you use like, duct tape for?
It turns out
evidently, duct repair is the only thing you can't use it for.
It's a necessity.
How do you tape your boobs and when can I start? How do you do that?
Well, you know, you just kind of push them up and put it under one boob and then stretch it across to the next. And then, you know, it kind of pushes them together.
So is it like the thing I do when I'm high with the scotch tape in my nose in front of the mirror? Because that's my Mr. Piggy Man. Have you seen that? It's funny
it's
stuff.
It's wonderful stuff.
It's great stuff.
Another fun one is butt glue.
How do you use that?
I need to know this.
I rented that, by the way, over the weekend. Yes.
One or two?
15, but go ahead. How do you use butt glue?
Well, you lift up one side of your swimsuit and you roll or spray glue on, and then you like
Because it rides up.
It can ride, yeah. Yes.
Mm.
No need for wedgies on the pageant stage.
I give extra points for riding up, though. That's how I judge.
Well, maybe if you judge next year, we can have that. We'll tell the girls that little bit of insight.
I will be there.
Maybe we'll have more wedgies
right
next year.
Right next to Mark Anthony. All right, we need to take ourselves a break. Zuleika Rivera is here, also Tara Conner. Miss USA, Miss Universe. All living in the same place with a Miss Teen, whoever. What a life. We got a question.
Tape. I need to get that butt glue. What kind of glue is that?
There's some stuff called... Is this special?
Yeah.
It's like a deodorant.
It looks like a roll-on deodorant.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
It'd be great. You put the butt glue on, then you walk out with the sofa pillow stuck to your ass and make your walk down the catwalk.
I would actually look better that way.
Oh, baby, please. You're not fat. Where were we? Yes, the most... we were talking yesterday, what country produces the most beautiful women? Controversial. Puerto Rico, definitely up there. But where do the most beautiful women come? Where do they come from? What is your vote? What do you think on this? You guys have any thoughts?
I think, I've seen a lot of pictures. Icelandic women. They're not unlike our own American beauty, Tara Conner. Blonde and beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I say the first runner-up was from Japan.
Oh, she was
gorgeous.
Hot. She was so pretty.
And Brazil is always doing pretty well.
Here's what I would argue, and you can chime in and call us and weigh in on this one, too. I would say countries like Japan... They don't have many twos and threes over there, but they don't have many nines and tens either. They have a high batting average, but they hit for average. They don't hit for power. You know what I'm saying? They don't have a lot of pop. There's not the one person in the lineup that's going to hit 50 dingers in a year, but they have a high. They ride. First off, the women in their 50s and 60s look fine. They don't drop off. You brought up the Icelandic women. They have some tens, but they have some one and a halves, too. And when they turn, they go bad in a hurry, like an avocado in the sun. See what I'm saying?
I like also the Filipina women.
Oh, yeah, there's another consistent one. But you know what? They don't look different enough from the Filipino dudes.
Oh,
and that's confusing when you've had a few boozes on one of those sex stores.
Let me just tell you one thing. Bottom line is, the best looking women in the world, the good old US of A. That really is true. I've traveled the world. US of A, number one.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to figure it out. And I don't buy that argument where everyone goes, it varies from culture. Culture, if you're from here, you think the most beautiful... I disagree. I think first off, everyone could recognize that our guest, Miss Universe, Miss USA, are very attractive women, no matter what culture you're from.
I don't know if I'd sleep with them.
Oh.
How's it feel Tara?
Too bad.
How's it feel?
Touché.
Now I'm sad. Now I'm thoroughly upset, and I probably won't remember your name now.
Oh. I was just kidding.
All right, tape Dave's mouth shut, then we'll tape your boobs. We'll take a quick break. Give us a call and chime in. We'll be back after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on The Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Columbus, Ohio. Police pull over a man for driving erratically and find a bottle of vodka, three loaded semi-automatic handguns, and an AK-47 assault rifle. Police were unable to subdue the man with stun guns because he was wearing a bulletproof vest. The man was a running back for Ohio State. Definitely not a Jew.
Yeah. I'd say that's a safe bet. Tara Conner here, Miss USA.
Also definitely not a Jew.
Zuleika Rivera. Beautiful, tall. I gotta say, when you watch the competitions, you guys look good, but you're in amongst other very beautiful women. So even though you stand out as beautiful, it's not such a sharp contrast when you see you guys amongst civilians. Not you. No, Teresa, I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Brusca and Ozzy sandwich. I will pay Ozzy and Brusca just to stand next to me oftentimes to make me look taller, thinner, and smarter.
I was the shortest one in the pageant.
Really?
The one up, yeah.
What height?
5'5".
That's very short for a pageant girl. And I saw you were on Project Runway, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. They had to design a gown for you.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Did you guys meet Donald Trump?
Yeah, we've met Donald Trump.
Mm. Did he come on to you?
No.
Did he use some of that tape on his hair?
No.
That's where smoking sucks.
Tara Connor, you do not suck. Oh, wait a minute. You should start. Okay.
Oh, now. Wow.
I don't trust that man. That's all I'm saying. All right, so when we left off, we were talking about the Sarah from Kentucky here in the good old U.S. of A.
Tara, and, she's like a more willowy Kelly Ripa, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah. Wow. And natural beauty, too.
Thank you.
I must say. And also, we have Zuleika here, Miss Puerto Rico, or former Miss Puerto Rico. Now, Miss Universe, of course. So, where do the best looking people come from? Let's go to the phones. I have my own thoughts on this, but they're really borderline on racist. So,
let's hear from our callers, I'm sure.
All right, let me just share what I think very quickly. You take black women, for instance. They never have the prime that the hot blonde chicks have, but they have a long reign. They when they come into the room, now there are beautiful black women, do not get me wrong, but I'm talking average. When a blonde comes walking in the room, your eyes just shift to her. Could be one of your mom's friends. If she's blonde, you'll shift to her later on. You'll find out that you're disgusted by her because she's one of your mom's friends, but it will pull you toward her. Darker women oftentimes don't have the pop, but a longer reign. They go into their 50s and 60s. It's like, say what you will about Oprah and her buddy Gail and all that stuff. I have no idea how old they are. They look the same as they looked. Actually, they look better than they looked 25 years ago when she hit the air.
Coming up, sex, sluts, and ecstasy.
Yeah, you wouldn't say the same about... I'll give you a good example. What is that actress with the deep voice who beautiful in the 80s?
Brenda Vaccaro.
Kathleen Turner.
Kathleen Turner.
Oh, that went bad.
Now you take Oprah and you take Kathleen Turner and you go back 25 years. Well, the smart, you'd gladly be with Kathleen, but now Oprah's actually gotten better looking, I'm sad to say.
And if Kathleen Turner. If you had to lay down with one or the other, it probably would be Oprah.
Yeah, Halle Berry will look great in 20 years, no question.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right. All right. There's my thought.
That's an interesting
point
you made.
Thank you. Scott, the more you know. Thank you. How say you, Scott? Where the most beautiful women in the world come from?
Brazilians, hands down. You got the mix of black, you got the mix of white, and the local Native American population all mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
The best of it all. But you have to give props to the Boricuas as well.
Mm-hmm. To the what? Oh,
thank you.
Zuleika knows
I love you.
Puerto Rico, yeah. Yeah.
I had to throw that in. You know that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we can say the USA, but to me it's unfair to enter us into the competition because our populace is from everywhere else. We're the lint trap of the world.
If you said to me, Dave, I'll drop you anywhere, and you can have 100 women from this from the immediate area where you're dropped. I would say drop me in Arizona.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
More than anywhere else in the world, I think, maybe.
All right. Out in the middle of the desert in August with no water.
You want to die.
No, not, maybe more
right.
in a
drop
college
in Arizona.
Campus. Like Arizona State's campus.
Yeah. I might get closer to the beach. Sun, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely good. Also, though, in speaking of my theories about primes and then past their primes, a lot of the women from Florida, from Arizona, from California, they have a prime. They're beautiful, golden blonde, tan, all that stuff. But when you catch up to them in their 40s and 50s, you realize maybe a few too many days out at Havasu without
damage.
The sunblock on. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
I can agree with that. I think nowadays it's getting better because a lot of people don't want to damage their skin as much.
But in the pageant world, who are widely considered the most beautiful women from which countries?
Puerto Rico always does very well. USA always gets up there somewhere.
I think Venezuela.
Venezuela, yes. Yeah.
Colombia. Jack up here says Guam.
Australia. Oh, my God. There are a lot of
the women in Guam are gorgeous.
What do they look like?
They look like women. I mean, women.
Oh. I would hope so.
Hold on.
Woo. Wait.
Yes. Now I see it. Close my eyes.
They have very exotic features. They're hotter. They're better looking. Their legs are more toned. They're gorgeous.
Hmm. Yeah, you don't. Not a lot
we
of
didn't
fat
have a Miss Guam this year.
Chicks from Guam or Thailand
no,
or places.
We didn't have a Miss Guam this year.
Mm? No. What's up?
Really? You kept her out to win.
John?
Yeah. Hey, Adam. Hey, I wanted to ask Tara if she realized she was booed by just the Mexican crowd.
See?
When the Mexican girl lost. What was up with that? I was there working on the show.
They're pretty drunk, to be fair.
Oh, no, I think what it was, like, L.A. is, you know, there's so many different cultures here, and I think because of some of the issues that are going on right now, it's easy to take it out on the USA girl, you know, when I have no political stand there whatsoever. But, you know, that's just how, you're going to get that anywhere you go. You're not going to be liked by everywhere.
Well, those rowdy Miss USA hooligans that show up, they're out overturning buses.
Yeah,
they're getting in fights. Yeah. It's a rowdy crowd. I would not go to one.
To come to the U.S. and then they boo the friggin' Miss USA.
I know. I've said they need to cut the beer off after the bathing suit competition. Like, how many Mexicans are in that place?
There were a lot, but after Miss Mexico got out of the top, out of the running, and we got into the top five. They switched to Japan, so they went from loving Miss Mexico to loving Miss Japan.
Interesting.
Come on, have some dignity.
But I mean, you know, I had a good little support group there.
Is there a pageant crowd? Is there groups that follow and travel around and, you know, hold up banners and stuff like that?
Yeah, a lot of the people from the Latin community are really big into. Wouldn't you say? Like, a lot of people from the Latin community are really big into pageants. It's big with them.
Ozzy, can you translate?
Wake up, dude.
Translate. He wasn't listening.
So, I would be like you, too, if I was as hot
I'm
as
sorry,
you. Like,
guys.
I know you're talking, but you're off.
Fine.
I'm hot.
You're fine.
I could talk, but I'm hot.
Now, which of the guys, the weird collection of judges for this one, Mark Cherry, Tom Green, Emmett Smith, which of these guys hit on you?
None.
No, I find it very hard to believe Tom Green didn't make a play for you.
How can they hit on us when they're just like looking at us?
With their eyes.
They can't, they never speak to you?
No. You're not allowed to speak to them before the pageant. And then you may be able to bump into them afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Dan, you know what?
Yeah. Hey, send Dave to Arizona and keep him there. I would go to Argentina, my brother.
I have seen some boxes
from
there.
Way, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Good choice.
All right. Have you been, Dan?
I have not, but I know a lot of bathing beauties from Argentina that are just insanely gorgeous. And in the area, we just got a ton.
Yeah, I don't want to argue with Argentina. I see Italy up here. That sounds pretty good, too. Singapore, says Nick.
No me digas che.
What's that?
Translate,
Speaking
Zuleika.
Of drunken fans.
What did he say?
Zuleika,
what
did he say?
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
I say in Argentina, you say, you know, hey, che, to the friend, you know?
Oh, it means like, hey, dude.
Yep.
Right?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay, I know you have a kinship because you both love flap steak.
No, say chef, say che.
Okay, che. How do you say shut up in Spanish?
Zuleika knows.
What is it?
Cállate.
Yeah,
cállate la boca.
Look at Ozzy and say it, please. Or just use your foot.
Oh, I'm sorry. He asked me. Remember? It's not my fault.
Nick?
Yeah, the guy that said the women from Guam, he's got to be crazy. They may be cute when they're young, but when they get older, they're hideous.
I've often said every woman from Guam should be killed on her 18th birthday. I've said that many times.
What country does this man prefer?
The Food Warrior House.
What?
Nick, you at the drive-thru? Okay. Here's the thing about cell phones. I'll go off topic for a second. I wish somebody would invent a cell phone that either worked when it could work or didn't work when it can't, but not the one that has enough bars on it to ring or pick up or anything, but not enough to actually hold a conversation with whoever called. Mm-hmm. You know that thing where your phone rings, it's like, hello, and you bring it? It should just either be, it should be like a toggle switch. Either it's on.
Why can't we have one or the other?
Yes.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Right.
You should get on that as a platform and forget the ovarian cancer.
Yes, forget about cheering for cancer.
I've got a late-breaking entry into the good countries. Jamaica. I once interviewed, when I was a newspaper writer, Miss Jamaica, and she was so stunning. I couldn't believe it. She was 6 feet tall, and she was a combination because Jamaica has a lot of flavors. She was some Chinese, some white, and some African.
Well, I think Dr. Drew always used to say genetic diversity makes for the strongest and the best. You know, it's like the pure breeds with the dogs. They get the hip dysplasia. Plus, they go nutty. Inbreeding, your brain rots out all those little chihuahuas and poodles
then
and everything. Yes.
That couldn't be. You know what's proves that point is if you ever go to Germany, that's the least attractive collection of women. Yes, the master race, ironically, has the biggest collection of unattractive women I've ever seen.
That's right. You need diversity, and the countries that are diverse have the most beautiful women. And Tara, you're.
You're
purebred.
Mixed breed.
What do you got in you?
A little bit of Irish, a little bit of Cherokee Indian.
How about a little Italian?
Oh, wow.
I mean, very little. Maybe. Wait a minute. What else? A little Cherokee, a little Irish? That's
Irish. Hang on a second. What else do I have?
This should be a gimme.
Yeah, I know, but like
you should know this.
I'll tell you, the American Indian thing to me is like paprika. A little pinch goes a long way.
I don't want to say
100% your moon-faced alcoholic.
I feel bad for saying German since they're the ugliest thing, but I do have some.
Dave,
German.
Take it back.
You mean that?
It's back.
Is it back? Okay.
Yeah, I've taken it.
Is it officially back?
It never happened. Back.
All right, so you are mixed.
I'm a little mixed, yeah.
All right, we need to take ourselves a break, you guys. Good luck with your reign as a Miss USA and a Miss Universe, Tara Conner, Zuleika Rivera. I would be hitting people with my scepter and yelling, bow. I don't know if you... That's all I would do is yell, bow, on your knees. You don't wear the tiara either. Is it tiara or tiara?
However you pronounce it.
Either way.
And yeah, we usually don't. We usually wear our sashes. Good enough.
All right. Good luck to you, and I'll be crashing the apartment with a 12-pack of Mickey's about this time tomorrow. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ozzy. We're also a Def Frat guy coming up, Kristen Bell. Speaking of beautiful women from Veronica Mars coming in, all that after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
Dude. Bro.
You want to party with DFG and join the Delta Foo? Come down to Hooters in Hollywood tonight and hang out with the crew. Where you can funnel some brews.
DFG.
Come on and join Delta Foo.
Hell yeah, Delta Foo.
Thank you. Def Frat Guy in the studio.
Hell yeah.
Going to be at Hooters tonight. They say Hollywood and Highland, but it's sort of a misnomer. It's not that close to Highland. It's west of Highland, a couple of blocks.
Not a couple blocks. Probably like about 8 storefronts.
Well,
down.
It's quite a few more than 8 from Highland. But it's weird because when I say couple blocks, I mean as a distance. Really, it's confusing. Yeah, not streets, but it's just several hundred yards from Highland, and then you get Hooters, and that's where you'll find Def Frat Guy. Myself, Dave will be there. Teresa,
yes, I will be there.
You can't come. Oh.
Oh,
no, the whole gang's going to be there. In fact, it's a great reason to come out, aside from all the other shenanigans with being possibly joining the frat and everything. You'll get to see the Carolla Show beauties. Teresa, Angie, Lindsay. I don't know who else, but several of the foxes who are referred to on a daily basis.
We had a lot of stuff to give away, too. DVDs of Porky's and Bachelor Party.
It's going to be off the hook. But first, I want to say that you were talking about 2 blocks, you know, from Highland or whatever. A
couple blocks,
A couple. Regardless of how long it is, it is going to be covered tonight in puke. Urine. Maybe feces.
Tears.
Blood.
That's right.
And the sweat of the planet that are trying to make Delta Foo the greatest fraternity ever. A new kind of fraternity.
So you're saying that the path, no matter what the distance, from wherever you park the car to the Hooters in Hollywood is going to be just covered in vomit and the sweat and the tears of the new recruits.
It's going to be a beautiful thing.
Right. A lot of paddling, a lot of hazing. Really, yes. Aww. Yes. Oh.
Bags of tea?
We're allowed to say bags of tea? Yes. All right. Well, you do the bags of tea. Math. You know, let me say this. All right, forget it. I got yelled at yesterday for
effing with Teresa's boobs, actually.
With our
bags of tea.
new dump button guy. So, Def Rat guy.
And I just wanted to put a public notice out there tonight. Girls or ladies, whatever. I'm a little bit horny right now. And I don't see it stopping because I'm trying to control myself today.
Mm-hmm. You saying the potato gun in your pants is locked and ready to go?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. You can watch Angie get drunk, producer Angie.
And maybe she'll lick you.
That's the greatest time you'll have is watching her getting plowed.
She tasted like champagne.
She falls down. She licks people. It's a good time.
I can't picture this.
She was when we went to Vegas, they used a wheelchair to bring her into the hotel after a night of drinking. When they bust a wheelchair out for an able-bodied 30-year-old, that means you're partying.
There's a seat right next to Robin Williams if you need it, Angie.
So what time does it start tonight?
It kicked off at 7.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. In my hand right now, what I'm holding in my hand, is a potato gun.
Yeah, it's a nice item.
Will that be like the lighting of the torch? You'll just fire off the potato gun to start the ceremonies?
That's a really good idea. And maybe if we can distract the fire marshal, we can do that. And I also have two beer bongs right here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to bring my own custom one.
Right.
And maybe, who knows, maybe it will be given away.
Wow. Oh. Def Rat Guy's very own signature funnel might be given away tonight. So again, 7 o'clock, a little bit early, but don't show up late. Hate for you to get locked out of this, baby. We are going to be packed.
But there's a lot of plotted frivolity in store. Yes, there's games to be played, beer bongs, like you say, wing-eating contest. The beauties of Hooters, of course, will be on display.
All that stuff.
And more?
And more, because we are looking for a few good men.
All right. Well, you can also...
And a few good lady.
You can also go to the web. What is the website?
DeathRackEye.com.
And I see you have a few new pledges on there. Things are really picking up steam.
Tonight, you're going to introduce you to pledges. Douchebag, Gilligan, and Sarah. Sarah is a communications major at USC.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have a nickname, though.
Not yet. Maybe tonight we find a nickname for her.
Okay. And Douchebag's not his real name, either. It doesn't say Douchebag on his driver's license.
I think it's French.
Okay. All right, we need to take ourselves a little break. Def Rat Guy.
How you do the food?
We'll be looking forward to seeing you tonight, pounding a few brews.
Adam, I haven't said this before, but it makes me really glad that you have been there tonight.
Oh, hey, listen, that means a lot to me, Mav. And do me a favor, drive Poochie's van, because I'm going to need a place to take producer Angie when I scrape her up over there. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We'll take a quick break. We're going to do some terrorism talk, because we've sort of ignored the big news story of the day. Well, I shouldn't say ignored. Teresa covered it in her news at 6:45, but we haven't really discussed it, what it means, the impact. Also, intern Jerron, is heading to the airport. Has he left already?
Speaking of Bruska's leaving now, but he has a noon flight.
Has he split?
No, he's right here.
Oh, okay. He's got a noon flight out of LAX, so we're going to send him to the airport.
Where's the black kid?
He would have, he'd be going anyway, but I am curious what's going on over there, if it's completely backed up or if it's working at all. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with that after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
Speaking of box of chocolate. Jerron.
How's it going, Adam?
Good to see you, Jerron.
Off the hizzle.
See you too.
I look good today.
You look real good. I was wondering why you were wearing the blazer with your flip-flops.
Because I can't pack my... my suitcase full of my clothes, that's why.
Ah, I see.
I have too many clothes, so I had to wear my blazer today.
You're going... It's smart to wear flip-flops, because you're going to the airport.
I get randomly searched all the time, so...
Yeah, man.
Do profiling you really?
All the time.
Yeah. Wait, now, Jerron, you used to be our intern, and now you've actually been hired.
Yes.
Oh, is that
true? What's
your title? Wow.
Is that true?
I'm against that. Hold on. What? No one told me.
Yeah, he's hired.
So, you're being paid in flip-flops?
Yes, I am.
You should wear, because the whole thing about the shoes, and the reason Jerron's here is we're talking terrorism, big terrorist problem out of England today. You can call in 866-901-ADAM and tell us your views on it. For the last few years, it has varied from airport to airport. You're leaving LAX, keep your shoes on as long as you're not wearing lineman boots. And then come out of McCarran in Vegas, you're definitely take the shoes off, no matter what shoes they are. That scares me when we don't have the uniformity in airports. I understand the states want their own rights and certain things like age of consent or what have you. But what goes on as far as security at the airport, considering that this plane will be in your airspace in a couple hours, seems like we ought to, just get on the same page. Either it's a good idea to take the goddamn shoes off or it's not, but let's all just figure it out and agree on it. That doesn't instill confidence in the traveler. And you're leaving today. What time is your flight, Jerron?
At 12:30.
Oh, you should have been there by now. Where are you going?
Going to San Francisco to see the family. My parents are up there right now.
Mm-hmm. And you're flying out of LAX?
Yes.
And there's been a traveler's alert or advisory, or what is it?
Well, we're now under an orange alert, which is a heightened state of security. That is, unless you're trying to fly out of England, and then everything's a red alert, which has never been done before. The Homeland Security warning system has never been up to a red alert anywhere. Jerron will just be under an orange alert, which will probably mean a lot of inconvenience, and also don't pack any liquids or gels. They're not allowed in your carry-on.
Really?
40 answers got to be checked, Jerron.
You can't carry the pomade either.
Pomade? Yeah. What year are you from?
What kind of an anomaly is Jerron? He's a black man who has pomade, wears flip-flops, and is going to San Francisco.
And where are the
family.
White women at?
I thought they outlawed black people in San Francisco.
No, not yet. They're very welcoming.
Not yet. They're still allowed, but there's a curfew. When the streetlights come on, it's time to go back in the domicile. All right, Jerron, you head to LAX.
All right.
Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Check back with us. Swing by the duty-free and buy me a case of Lucky Strikes and some Smirnoff, would you please?
Yeah, not a problem.
And we'll check back with you. You tell us how it's going over there. Randy Hall is on the phone. He's a USC professor. He's a terrorism expert. Talk to him. Randy?
Yes, how are you? Good morning.
Good to speak to you. Thanks for calling in. So what's going on out of England? Do you know all the details?
Well, I don't know all the details. The only ones who would know that are the investigating parties. But from what I've seen, there has been a very credible plot that's been uncovered.
Mm-hmm.
There have been arrests.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that it is highly conspiratorial and possibly connected to Al-Qaeda. And that it is targeted aircraft.
And when you say highly conspiratorial, what do you mean?
Meaning that it's not a lone person.
I see.
Trying to do it on their own without any underlying motivation, as you might have connected to an organization.
Mm-hmm.
Likely means there are political aims to it, as in Al-Qaeda.
I see. And they've gathered that much. How many people do they think they're talking about at this point? I heard it was quite a few.
Yeah, it's on the order of 24 arrests. There is possibility that the conspiracy could go much larger than that when the arrests come in.
Mm-hmm.
It's those people that they have sufficient evidence at that time to identify. It doesn't mean there aren't others involved in the conspiracy.
Randy, can you shed some light on this? Because I think about it, like on one hand, I think, well, we're taking the fight to the terrorists, and that's why there hasn't been an attack in 5 years on at least on our soil. On the other hand, there were, I don't know, 10 years or 8 years or something in between World Trade Center attacks, and we weren't exactly taking the fight to the terrorists. Maybe it just takes them 8 or 9 years. Like, we haven't had an earthquake in 10 years. Doesn't mean we're doing anything to prevent it. It just means we haven't had one. What is your feeling on that topic?
Well, first, the absence of an event doesn't mean the risk doesn't exist. This is an organization that is waiting to have events of
such great magnitude that they affect the entire world, as we saw on 9/11. It doesn't mean that there haven't been other conspiracies that have been detected already. And, of course, there have been attacks outside the United States. We've seen the attacks in the U.K., for instance.
Well, that's my question. How many would you speculate we've broken up terror plots within the U.S. over the last, say, 5 years?
I would say it's less than 10.
And what about, what do you think the most logical or feasible, or if you were to make an educated guess, what means would they use? With more aircraft? I'm talking about U.S. soil bombs.
Right. Well, in the case of this plot, it appears that the intent was to attack the United States from outside the United States, beginning from another country where they may be better organized than the United States, and then bring it to the United States by attacking American aircraft, and particularly those that are traveling to the United States. It's likely to have many U.S. citizens on those aircraft.
Right. That's why I only fly Jihad Air now, because I know they're not going to bring one of theirs down.
So British security isn't as tight as American.
Beverage service is rough as hell, goat milk. It's tough, but other than that. Yeah, you're saying it's more lax, the security in England or here?
No, I'm not saying that security is any more lax in other countries. It's just that in terms of having people associated with Al-Qaeda, we don't have evidence that there are huge numbers that have been able to immigrate into the United States. There are many countries in the world from which Al-Qaeda can operate, and they don't necessarily have to attack us from coming to the United States.
So what do you think, just to float a theory, will not hold you to it, what do you think would be their next move here in terms of means of attack on U.S. soil?
Well, hopefully this is the only attack that they're planning at this time. But if you look historically, that terrorist attacks have been largely through explosive devices, to some degree through kidnappings and abductions. I think other bombs or other attacks against aircraft are likely future for the U.S. It doesn't mean it's going to happen frequently, and it doesn't mean that I would feel unsafe getting on an aircraft today.
All right. Thank you, Randy Hall. We appreciate it. And we'd like to check in with you from time to time, depending on what's in the news.
Okay, very good.
All right. All right. Bye. Get back to banging co-eds. Now, where were we? We're talking terrorism.
Yes. You know, there's an unnamed source that's been in a lot of the press reports that said that this plot was, quote, intended to be mass murder on an unimaginable scale. It's pretty scary.
Well, they wanted the planes, from what I heard, they wanted the planes to be blown up over heavily populated U.S. Towns.
Ah.
I don't know how you could possibly calculate that, but, you know.
Well,
they wanted them to crash, obviously, right into Metropolis.
They're flying into LAX, where all these flights eventually going to end up at LAX.
It's unclear where the destinations were. Some of the theories floated are that they were going to popular vacation spots because of the time of year, but it's unclear where the flights were.
But they're coming into the United States, were they not somewhere?
Yes, they were all coming to the United States.
So they're flying over JFK or LAX or wherever, and then they have these bombs, and they have them timed to blow up in the air over populated areas, and then the shrapnel and the pieces and the fire comes raining down. Although, to me, I mean, I'm no ballistics expert, but ramming it into a building seems to be a little more pop for your buck. It does feel like if it blew up at, you know, 5,000 feet above a populated area, there'd be a lot of stuff raining down, but
You wouldn't be able to anymore, though. The terrorists wouldn't be able to get into the cockpit. Even if there was the threat of a bomb, I don't think the pilots would ever be able to be held hostage into being to steer a plane into anything.
John?
Yeah, how you doing, Adam?
Yeah, what's your story? Good.
I was flying out of JFK a couple months ago back in May and landed in town, got home, and was digging through the backpack to find the car keys, and had been camping about a month prior to that, and digging through one of the pockets, we found about a 4-inch knife in the pocket and about 12 rounds of .45 shells that just slid through security. We
and a stripper's
carried the bag
head.
On. By the way. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What was the ammunition from? Just shooting at the camping trip?
Yeah, We had just taken a .45 with us, and we just had it in the backpack, and it went right through.
And you're not a black athlete?
No, not at all.
Wow. Well, I'm confused. All right. It's imprecise at best, the screening application at the airport, the security, and we have the folks on the lowest rung of societal's ladder who is in charge of security. No matter where it is, whether it's at a bank or at the airport or at a concert, it's always the guys, ironically, with the longest criminal history who are wearing the yellow windbreaker and keeping guys like me away from the stage when I have to bring a band up. But that's another story. I was talking about this in the 6 o'clock hour. You know me. I have no sympathy. I believe that any means we can use to thwart a terrorist attack before the terrorist attack, regardless of civil liberties, I don't care if they're infringed on. And the reason I don't care about the government listening into my phone calls or checking my computer or my email is because, first off, what doesn't the government know about you already? When you're born, you're assigned a number. Does everyone understand how that works? I just had two kids. They both have Social Security numbers. The government gives you a number. They issue you a number when you're born. What else do you need? You don't think they have rights? They take half your paycheck, or at least close to it, and they issue you a number when you're born. What else do you need to know? You can't get anything without filling this out in triplicate. You go get a driver's license. You got to give them that number. Then you get another number. Then you get a picture. Then things expire. You have to put tags on everything. They know everything already. You don't believe me? Don't pay your taxes for a couple years. Let's see if they can find you. What is the big deal if they're listening to your phone conversations if you're not talking about terrorism?
Well, you made the point earlier that it's very narcissistic to think the government's listening in on me. I'm very likely not Al-Qaeda, and I don't think the government cares what I'm talking about on the phone to my girlfriends.
Of course. It is a narcissism. You are a number. There's 300 million of you in this country called the United States. The government does not have time to track down and lock up people who are not guilty of anything. It does happen. It can happen. But it's probably not going to happen, and that risk far outweighs the risk of a terrorist attack in my mind. Let's stop being so narcissistic. The ACLU needs to fry bigger fish when it comes to this stuff. And what about it? Bush said 6 months ago, oh, I'm going to be listening in on people's private phone conversations, and all the pussies went nuts. Oh, I can't listen, friend. What about my civil liberties? What happened? Has anyone felt it firsthand? Does anyone know anybody? Please call up and tell me a story about how the government listening in on your retarded phone conversations has caused you any pain or anguish in any real world way. Nothing. Zero. It's a narcissistic conspiracy theory. The conspiracy is that they care, that you're worth something, that you mean anything to them other than a number and revenue coming in via its tax base. That's all. Let them do. And I guarantee whatever they did in England, whatever phones they listened in on, whatever emails they intercepted, whatever information they gathered was done in a way that the ACLU would not approve of if they heard about it. But that's fine. Ask the people on the planes that were due to be blown up this evening, this afternoon. Ask them if they're all right with that. Find me the most liberal puss, the most liberal ACLU puss on that plane. I guarantee he's happy that they did whatever they had to do to find out this information in advance.
I'm reminded of Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men when he gives that speech, "You want me on that wall." You know what I'm talking about.
That's right. That's right, up at Guantanamo Bay. It's so easy to sit back in your hemp chair with your Birkenstocks on, smoking your reefer with your hippie beads on, praying to your communist god.
Meanwhile, Jack Nicholson's got to bend some rules.
That's right.
Things done.
Talking to your life partner about the man listening in on your retarded phone conversations. This is war, my friends, and it's a different kind of war, and it's a war where information is everything. You know, when we're talking about internment camps and Japanese and World War II, that's unnecessary. I understand it. We were freaked out, but unnecessary. It's a war that's going on in a different theater. It's not brought to our home turf, and it's a conventional war. We know who the enemy is. We're fighting mano a mano. This is different. This is covert. They live amongst us. It is totally different. It's never been this way in the world's history. We've never had the folks living with us. And we don't know. Is it our neighbors? Is it our coworker? We don't know. They're smart. They're cunning. They're constantly. They're not going to be wearing turbans and have beards down to their knees anymore. They're blending in. We have to fight this war differently than we would fight other wars. And it involves gathering information, because that's what this war is. It's about information. We have the firepower to stop them. We have the numbers to stop them. But that doesn't mean anything. We're on our soil. We need information.
But this is the only thing I'll say about that. The philosophical, the constitutional violations and so on and so forth, the long-term implications are the problem I have with it, and him going against the Constitution rather than following the proper chain of events to actually make it legal for him to do this in this specific case with terrorism and trying to fight this war. But beyond that, the bigger issue is, listen, the people who you're trusting to stop this are the people who blew Hurricane Katrina, who embarrassed themselves, who have put us into this ridiculous war, this unnecessary war.
Yes.
So these people who you expect, who have completely taken a bad situation in Iraq and made it into a horrific one that may well end up meaning that, I mean, that not may well, the entire world has turned against us as a result of this war. These are the people that you're entrusting to handle the information and apply it effectively. This is my issue.
Listen, Sunshine, if that is your hippie name. First, you dropped your beads.
I think it's Rainbow.
I'm not a hippie. I'm all for the president's powers being enhanced during wartime. I'm all for that.
Go listen to your Fish bootleg CD and smoke your weed.
I would say my only concern, and a lot of the authorities who've given press conferences today have said, you know, not to be extra suspicious of your friendly Muslim neighbor who happens to just be a good American like you and I.
Mm-mm. I disagree. Be very suspicious. Yes. Let's do more profiling. That's another one of those things.
I'm all for profiling.
Profile, profile, profile. And again, I've said it many times. All those ACLU pusses who don't like the profiling, I pray that your child is abducted and the FBI guy comes over to try to find him in the first crucial 48 hours and then says, oh, sorry, hippie, can't profile. Normally, I would narrow it down to a handful of white guys who lived in the neighborhood who had contact with your family, because that's how it works. You profile. But for you, no profiling. We're going to start searching everybody. Get old Asian women who live miles away. Let's start with them. Meanwhile, your kid will die buried alive.
Well, the good news
is oxygen.
We can all feel safe because Bush is at his ranch in Crawford.
That's right.
Exactly. Look, I don't. Buffoon.
These guys.
He's going to handle this.
These guys are F-ups.
Right.
To the highest order. Do not get me wrong, but let's not tie their hands. Starla, let's let them F up freely. Starla?
Yeah.
You dismantled the computer and searched it?
No, I didn't dismantle a computer and search it. I was traveling to a friend's house in Cedar Lake, Indiana, and I'm flying out of Vegas, and I get there, and I open my suitcase. My very carefully packed tower with a plexiglass side is open, and one of the cards is pulled and everything, and I get this little card that says they searched my computer in my suitcase.
Why do they put the card? I guess they have to put a card that says they fired it up and took a look at it?
I have no clue what they did. Mm-hmm. I tried to call and figure out what was going on, and they just didn't.
Well, I got to tell you, my heart goes out to you, because that is no different than physically being raped.
You basically were.
Yeah, it was essentially rape. Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, I just don't understand what they thought they were going to find on my computer that was so vital anyway.
I don't know what they ever think they're going to find. I don't know what they thought was so important in that safe house in England that they thought they were going to find when they kicked in the door. Occasionally, they kick in the door and they find something.
How about that?
All right, listen, everybody, again, with the narcissism, what's on your computer? What, you got some pictures of cats on there? Who gives a good goddamn?
Does she have cats?
Everybody with their precious whatever. I don't need people thumbing. You have no good ideas. You have nothing good on your computer. There's nothing you share with your friends or your neighbors that anyone's interested in, including the person you're talking to.
That's her personal photo of Mr. Fluffy.
That's right. Eric?
Just hanging in there.
You're a truck driver?
Yes, I am.
Hang in there, baby.
He's on a limb.
What's your terrorism story?
I was watching Tom Snyder one night, and I was trying to get through on the phone line.
That's a red alert.
Yeah.
Because Ray Bradbury had been on the show, and he had come to Poway High School in one of our writing classes. I just wanted to call him up and thank him for his influence. you know, in my life and going to college and whatnot. But I had called the show and I got a wrong number. Mm. And the wrong number was in Arizona. And so I used to do a little bit of radio with my friend Patrick, and I did my little voice. I, you know, when I'd call somebody's answer machine, I'd leave like a funny voice on there hoping that somebody got a kick out of it. You know, I never made $1 doing that.
All right, well, let's hear the funny voice.
This is Akbar the Great. When all the pieces have come together, you will die, you capitalist dogs. I said something like that. And the very next day, the very next day, the Oklahoma bombing happened.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was living at home. I was working at the Outback Steakhouse, and I walked in. I knocked on the door, and I says, Mom, I think the FBI might be coming to the house. You know, and I didn't really think anything about it. I got a lot of funny phone calls for about a year. My dad was backing out of our house one day. An FBI guy pulled right up behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad used to be in the Navy, and he used to be a CPO, so he had access. He had top secret clearance because he would work with Westpac, and there'd be information that was flowing through the office. They thought it was him. So they said, we'll come back later. He says, that's my son. You know,
hold on. What was your friend's name again you used to hang out with, Patrick?
Yeah, Patrick okay. Lemieux, as a matter of fact.
Right.
They know him as Bubba Boudreaux down in...
All right.
Tell me more.
Normally, detail makes a story more interesting, but just a tip. And it's an interesting story. But when you call in, you can just say your friend. You know, say my friend Lonnie. Unless we're going to hear his name over and over again. I always like when people do that. All right, so he called in as Akbar, and the terrorist, I should say FBI squad, rolled on him. Fine. I like that. Look, that's what it's going to take. Vigilance from everybody, and including the folks that we pay to do it. And if they got to bust into a computer or they got to tap a phone line, so be it. And if there's nothing on your computer and you're not talking about anything, then you got nothing to worry about. I'm sorry. I don't believe too much in the government, but I certainly don't believe they're evil. I believe they're inept many times.
That's
I believe
the
they're
point.
Stupid. I believe they want
yes.
your money, and I believe they can be corrupted. But I don't believe... they're evil. You know what? You know what I think. Here's what I'm saying. Then we got to go to break because who do we got coming in? Kristen Bell, piping hot. Kristen Bell, Veronica.
She's
Mars.
A detective, Veronica Mars. Maybe she can solve this Al Qaeda puzzle.
Here's what I want to say about our government. I think they're like criminals, but not like mass murderers. Now they're people that are criminals that just kill people for a thrill, and that's scary. And then they're bank robbers. I believe they're bank robbers. They're motivated. They want something. And since there's no reason and nothing in it for them to lock me up and have them pay $65,000 a year to keep me behind bars when I don't pose a threat and I can't pay taxes to them anymore, then they're criminals that aren't interested in me. They're interested in they're the bank robbing kind, not the serial killing kind. That's what I'm saying. And there's nothing in it for them to lock up their own citizens but bad press. That's why I don't believe they're going to do anything unless they really have substantial evidence that something in your computer is connected to Al-Qaeda or whoever. All right, let's take a break. Kristen Bell. Next, Veronica Mars. Right after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. Welcome back to The Adam Carolla Show. America's favorite mystery girl is in the Adam Carolla studio.
Freedom. That's what it's all about. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things. I'm quoting Easy Rider, which you may remember making me watch last summer.
She's a better-looking Encyclopedia Brown.
Excuse me, guys. I believe I'm getting the nod.
From Veronica Mars, super cute Kristen Bell.
Yes.
On the Adam Carolla Show.
Wow.
What a flattering thing.
Super cute.
Totally.
Right out of Teen Beat.
Good to see you, Kristen.
Good to see you, too. You guys are super cute, too.
Thank
I'm
you.
Super excited to be here.
I think you're super awesome for saying so.
Thanks.
Will you sign my Hello Kitty notebook?
Of course.
That's going right in my memory box.
Super cute.
Stay sweet. Always stay sweet.
I think our voiceover guy dots his eyes with a heart. Have we met?
No.
Okay, good. No, I don't mean good. I just mean I introduce myself to people I've met two or three times sometimes.
I don't think so.
Okay, good. Yeah, you figure our paths would have crossed at some point.
Right.
Well, now's the time.
Now they have.
Especially, maybe we should save it, but, you know, you may have crossed paths because of the fact that Kristen here dates a fella who was once under your employ, Carolla, at the Man Show.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. Dave remembered that. I don't remember it, but I guess I never knew it then, right?
Yeah, Kevin. What was he? He was a PA?
He was a PA, yeah. He was voted the best looking PA. He always brags about that. And I'm like, get over it. It's like 8 years ago.
Well, now, but he wasn't interning at the Man Show or wasn't a PA at the Man Show when you met him, or he was?
No, I met him after the Man Show.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was more of a punk when he worked at
You were saying off the air that he was fired?
He was fired because I guess he and Jimmy were in a van alone, and he was like driving
a
van.
He wouldn't put out. Jimmy told me about this. He said, I'm going to have the best. No, he told. I'll tell you what happened. Cause I remember it well. When we conceived the Man Show, Jimmy said, I tell you this much, I will have the best looking PA. And I said, but Jimmy, what if it's a dude? Don't interrupt, he yelled. And I guess he was a man who was true to his word. So, no, go ahead.
He on a dare from Jimmy, he ripped the top of the part of the van partly off. And I guess when they came back, nobody took credit for it. And some executive said, find out who's responsible for that and fire him. So there was a rumor going around that he had to be fired. And then I guess a lot of the people wore, like Sal and everybody wore little necklaces that said, save Kevin Mann. Save the man.
I was up in my ivory tower. I must have missed all that.
He wanted nothing to do with it.
With Kimmel, who was hiding under his desk. Don't tell him I dared him. I don't want them to fire me.
I can't believe Kimmel didn't step up for Kevin.
I think he tried, but it was an insurance thing. They had to, whoever was responsible for it. I think Jimmy did say something. Let's
try to find out what happened. Kevin?
Yeah.
Good to speak to you again.
Good to speak to you too, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did I talk to you when you were a PA over at the Man Show?
Absolutely not.
Good. My streak continues.
You tipped me well on the way to Lake Havasu. I made cocktails on the bus.
Oh, you were making cocktails on the way to Havasu?
Yeah.
Oh, that Kevin. That Kevin.
You remember him now.
Yeah. All I remember from Havasu is Doug DeLuca yelling wheels up 4 a.m. because he wanted to go to Pahrump and go to a whorehouse.
Kevin, what was your impression of Adam?
He really didn't talk to anyone that didn't make more than like $1,000 a week.
Yeah. I'm now up to $1,500 a week, by the way. So, Dave, please be quiet.
It was pretty much a segment producer and up kind of situation.
Well, I didn't rise to the top of the comedy world to associate with the little people.
Adam was good. He was good to me, you know. He's nice to me.
I was never rude to you, was I?
Never, never.
When you made me my Bloody Marys on the bus to Havasu, I always said thank you and please, right?
You did. You slipped me a 20, I remember.
Well, that's nice.
I remember. It was very nice.
And you were fired then, ultimately, from the Man Show.
I was let go, yeah.
And that was after we got back from Havasu.
It was. It was like the last week, and I had been on a shoot with Jimmy, and we tried to get into a parking garage that we didn't quite fit in. And when we got back, I was told not to talk about the scratch on top of the roof, and eventually it got back to me. So.
And did you?
I think my long bathroom breaks and extended sports page reading probably didn't help the cause either.
Did you were encouraged by Jimmy though to take the van under the parking garage, right?
I was told it would fit.
No, Jimmy has a spatial disorder. I think he has an inner ear problem. Whatever the equivalent of the gyroscope that you have in your brain is, Jimmy's is all off. It's covered with goo.
And Kevin, as a result, gets fired. But it led him to the arms of
Christ. You landed on your feet, you son of a bitch.
I'm doing all right. I'm trying to keep up with the little lady in front of you. But, yeah, I'm doing all right.
Well, what are you doing, and how the hell did you land Kristen Bell?
I'm super cute.
Yes.
Just in case you didn't know.
I lucked in. I interviewed her for a movie she was doing. I played journalist for a few years for TV Guide and just done a project and I interviewed her.
And you were taken with him, Kristen, immediately?
Yeah.
How does that work, though? I mean, you're both attracted to each other. You sit down for an interview, but how's that part go? Do they do, if I have some follow-up questions, could I get your number? How does that work?
No, well, I stayed and talked for a while afterwards, and he had this gorgeous coworker that I was sure he was dating, and I think he thought I was just being nice because the cameras were on, because I guess a lot of people go in and they're really B-I-T-C-H's, mm-hmm. unless the camera's rolling. And so afterwards, he actually ditched me the first time I asked him out because I was trying to be cute, and there was like a luncheon afterwards. I was like, oh, are you going to the luncheon? And he was like, yeah, sure, I'll see you there. And he never showed up. And then we randomly ran into each other a week later.
Jesus Christ.
But it sounds to me, Kristen, Kevin, that what really wooed you was that he had a fox with him, and you thought, oh, I'm jealous, I'll never have him.
Yeah.
That's a great strategy.
Kevin, what happened? Why didn't you go to the luncheon?
Kevin.
Every person you interview, like, plays up to the camera, so I thought she was just flirting with the camera.
The interview thing is kind of diabolical because you get to ask questions that you couldn't ask at a bar. Like, you'd go, who are you seeing? Are you single right now? No, we just broke up with, oh, so no plans of whatever. You get to really, then hobbies and whatever, and then you get to do, oh, I like mountain bike riding too once you find out they're single, and it seems like a good way. Yes?
It didn't hurt. I mean, it was good. We got to feel each other out a little bit and see what was going on, and you know.
And he made a comment about my butt as I left the room, which his coworker later told me. Yeah, super cute. It might have been super cute. Yeah, that is a super cute butt.
Nice fart tank.
Exactly.
All right, Kevin. Well, you've landed on your feet. You've done better than that. See, I knew you would go on to greatness when you were serving me that booze on the party bus to Havasu. I didn't want to ruin you, but I leaned over to Jimmy Kimmel and I said, "This kid's got it."
The good news is, you're fired.
Can I ask Kevin something? Kevin, how long have you been dating Kristen Bell?
Coming up on 4 years.
That's a while. Is there a ring in the works?
It's out there.
Out where?
It's gonna happen. It'll happen.
The offer's out. Kristen,
the offer's not out.
I'm negotiating. The offer's out.
Do it here on the show.
Do it on the show.
Come on, Kevin.
She's expecting it, so I'm going to do it when she's least expecting it.
Ask this Veronica Broad for your hand in marriage.
Ignore him.
All right, Kevin.
The offer's
Kristen,
out.
Well, thank you. All right, so at least I wasn't mean to him. That's the good news.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
I didn't pay attention to him, but I wasn't mean to him.
He gave a $20 tip on the bus.
I do remember now him serving the booze on the bus. We were going to Havasu on business, by the way. This is the Man Show. We were filming something. I think it was Boys Gone Wild or something at Havasu. But let's not digress. Veronica Mars, Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock. Been seeing the billboards all over town. Splashy green ones.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful face on it.
Super cute.
And the new CW. Now, the CW network is a WB and UPN,
yeah.
right? And what does CW stand for?
Nobody knows.
Can't work.
Really?
Nobody knows. Literally, nobody knows. They haven't told
But it's
us.
Green. They have a signature color.
It's green, yeah. I think it wanted to be fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So they chose green.
Yeah, I've been seeing. I'm trying to think who else, what other billboards I've been seeing around other than yours. But it seems like they're making a push now. CW.
Well, they're making a huge one. They want to let everybody know that they've merged, and they're doing the Free to Be campaign. So mine is Free to Be Fearless, and Everybody Hates Chris is Free to Be Funny, and Gilmore Girls is Free to Be Girly, and
right.
it's a whole cute little thing. It's a super cute ad campaign.
Super cute. Veronica Mars is a super cute show.
Thanks.
One of the most highly regarded shows on TV.
True.
Yes.
Yeah, so they tell me.
Two, the teens can't be wrong. Two cheap. Teen Awards. I, by the way, presented at the Teen Awards on more than one occasion.
Who did you give an award to? Do you remember?
I have no idea who I gave award to. All I remember is the Teen Choice Award is called a Woody, I believe.
Oh, is it?
It's a surfboard or something.
Surfboard, and I could remember one of my many conversations I should have kept to myself, which is discussions with the producers. You guys called the surfboard a Woody. A Woody is a station wagon that's clad in wood that you go to the beach in, and the Beach Boys sing about. The surfboard itself is not called a Woody. This is a horribly named award. It should be a station wagon you give away, not a surfboard. And the guy just gave me the stink eye and pushed me out on
stage.
And
you weren't asked back.
I did two Teen Choice Awards, me and Dr. Drew, ran into a very young Destiny's Child, and they all ran up to us. Oh, we love you guys. Yeah, it was weird, and I think we went out, and I said something horrible, like I masturbated to all these movies that we nominated. And that was then the last time.
Kristen, what happened to your thumb? I have to ask if there was a Hoff situation.
Yes, what happened?
I slammed it in a car door yesterday.
Kevin beat you.
Yeah, he slammed it in the car door. He said, put your hand here. I said, why? And then he was like, bam.
Sweet, I can take you away from all that.
Make it all better.
You should join us at Hooters tonight.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and go to my premiere tonight instead, though.
You mean a pulse?
Yeah. <every
time. laughs> I got to tell you, there's some super cute girls over there in orange shorts.
Yes.
You guys,
you're tempting me.
They make your fanny look super cute. Yeah, where's the? What? Tell us about Pulse quickly before we take a break.
Pulse is a psychological horror movie about. Oh no, you've got the beeps going on about a computer virus that starts affecting people.
And you play.
I play a college student who tries to get to the bottom of it.
No, I meant start playing, and you play. No. Ridiculous play on words. And that's out, or the premiere's tonight.
Premiere's tonight, comes out tomorrow.
In theaters tomorrow. Friday. All right, we'll look for that. Also, Veronica Mars, Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock on the CW Network. Kristen Bell, thank you very much for being super cute.
No problem.
We'll take a quick break. We have news and sports. T?
Yes. Well, it was not a super cute day in world news. We will briefly touch on the terrorist plot that was foiled. Also, on the lighter side, Last Comic Standing. The finale was last night, and we will review it.
All right. All that after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. The wait is finally over. Tonight, we're gonna get wasted.
If you're not wasted, the day is...
That's right. It's a rush party for the Deaf Frat Guys' new fraternity, Delta Phu Gamma, at Hooters at Hollywood and Highland, 7 o'clock tonight. Come and be a part of the first pledge class ever for Delta Phu Gamma. Learn how to funnel beers like a champion. Meet the Hooters Girl of the Year. Meet a whole bunch of Hooters girls. And maybe even Tawny Katane. Here I go again
on my own. Hell yeah.
Tonight, 7 o'clock. Hooters, Hollywood and Highland.
The hostess hand is superlative ass.
I'm going to go now. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Someone's getting their stomach pumped, that's all I'm saying. I mean, producer Angie and then someone else. I should clarify that. It's going to get their stomach pumped.
She tasted like champagne.
Yeah, I know I should get here earlier, but it's the Tawny Katane thing. Is she actually going to be there?
It's just only goofing? A maybe. It's just a carrot that's dangling.
Okay. A super high on prescription drugs, overweight carrot.
Adam Carolla will be there, but maybe, Tawny. Just maybe.
Dave, I always expect you to then go, my carrot's dangling. That's a, you're kind of...
Okay.
I don't know where
so
that
close
came
to
from.
Making it to the end of the show.
I don't understand that. I feel attacked.
He's calling you fat now. He's thinking you're fat, Teresa.
I can see it in your eyes. I should have had half the protein bar.
Let's do the news before I drop trial.
Okay, the big story today, obviously, is that Britain foiled a terrorist plot. They arrested 21 people in London in connection with planned attacks. If you are flying domestically today, expect long, long waits. Liquids will be banned. You cannot bring liquids, beverages, gels on your carry-on.
Baby, I got some liquid for you.
See?
Say yes. I'm back, baby.
It's back.
What I will do,
yes,
and what I've normally done with this, is I will just go ahead and drink whatever liquid. And now, it could be booze, could be water, but it could also be conditioner, shaving cream, gels, whatever. I'll ingest it all, then I'll make in the bathroom, and then I'll use the hair gel once safely. At 30,000 feet. That's how the Ace Man rolls.
Now, Bush had a little something to say. Mm. He was on the tarmac leaving Crawford, and once I notice that Brian is busy, right, not busy, right. I will cue him.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Bush.
That's my cue. I want to thank...
stalling for you.
The government of Tony Blair and officials in the United Kingdom for their good work in busting this plot. I thank the officials in Washington, D.C. and around our country.
Did you say think or thank?
Who gather intelligence and who work to protect the American people.
Does anyone ever have the wave us just to yell, all right, pick it up. This is Snooze Fest. Let's go. It's hot out here.
Strategery.
Okay, well, in entertainment news, the finale of Last Comic Standing was last night. Here was Ty Barnett, one of two finalists.
Oh, this is nice, though. I should tell you my full name is Tyrone, which is cool, though. The name in Ireland actually means inspired and prone to creativity, which is cool. In America, it means we're not hiring. So.
Here's a competitor, Josh Blue, who has cerebral palsy.
My mom is an awesome person. She is the only person in the world who can tell when I'm drunk.
Guess who won?
The guy with the palsy.
Yes.
And then he
America voted. And the last comic standing of season four, Josh Blue.
You know what would be awesome if, like, Kaiser Sosa, he immediately started to straighten up, his limbs got long and lean, and he went, thank you. Thank you very much. Fools! And then he laughed maniacally and cartwheeled off stage.
Well, speaking of comedians, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Oscar-winning actor and comedian Robin Williams has checked himself into rehab for alcoholism. This, according
how
to
annoying
publicist.
Would it be if you had to share a room with him?
Can you imagine?
He keeps doing his Baptist minister thing or his black preacher thing. Or his Mork from Mork pulls in. He's talking your ear off. Meanwhile, you got the DTs. You're sweating profusely. You got the shakes. All you want is... I mean, how fast would you go back to the booze if Robin pulled in next to you at that place? I'd clear out. I'd move out. I mean, I've checked into rehab a few times just hoping to find hot starlets, you know?
Right, that are damaged.
That's what you want. That's right. You want somebody, you know, you want some young, hot starlet who's been chewed up by the system, just coming down off the coke, you know, looking for some arms to fall into, not a hairy comedian.
Well, speaking of damaged, that's what Dave will do to me if I don't give him time for the sports. So I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news. What is this?
Chubby face. Dave Damashek, he has a chubby face.
What the hell is this?
He tied the knot and then he gained some weight. It all went to his face. That's why Dave Damashek has a chubby face.
Dave's old-time sports.
Unexpected. That was like getting a prize in your cereal.
Do your newfangled sports for us, would you?
National pastime, folks. Listen up and listen well.
He's wearing a fedora that says press on it.
Dodgers' win streak ends last night at 11. The Rockies dumped them in Chavez Ravine. First place San Diego. Papas lost in New York, so they're still just a half game up in the NL West. Arizona Snakes are also now just a half game back after they won against the Gigantics. Junior Circuit Halos put up a halo on the scoreboard last night. Shut out by the Tribe. Athletics were shut out themselves by the Rangers. Mariners did the shutting out, though. They won 2-0 against the Devil Rays. Now, quickly, I want to... the big story in sports is Maurice Claret, you know, the fallen star, of course, back in '02. He carried Ohio State to the national crown. Ever since then, it's been a bag of bad stuff.
Sophomore?
Freshman.
Freshman. And was he a redshirted freshman, do you know?
Nope, he was a true freshman. Then he challenged his right to go to the pros. He didn't get it. He sat out a year. 22 years of age.
22. Yeah.
22 years of age.
A washout at 22.
Hasn't been a whole lot of good stuff that's happened for him. But the worst of it came two nights ago when he was pulled over by Columbus coppers. And they caught him with a bottle of vodka in the car. They had four guns in the car. They tried to tase him. He had on a bulletproof vest, so that didn't work. So they ultimately had to mace him. But I will give him this. For all the things that are bad that have happened to him, he did stand up like a man in the courtroom earlier today.
How do you, Anna? I stand before you with egg on my face. I'm sorry to admit that doozy of a hullabaloo with the coppers the other night was all my fault. I had a car full of hooch and a bunch of pea shooters, you see. It was wrong to try and outrun Johnny Law. I got nothing but the highest regard for the coppers, the Flatfoots, the boys in blue, and so on. If they hadn't used that liquid hocus pocus in my eyes, who knows what would have happened. Excuse me.
Who's that?
Hello? Mr. Sheldrake. It's Mr. Sheldrake, my attorney. Yes, Mr. Sheldrake, but I already admitted. But it's going to look like a pile of applesauce, don't you think? Very well. I wish to plead the fifth.
Maurice Claret.
Well, as I've said before, outrun should not be used. It gives these athletes the wrong idea. Sure, you can outrun anybody. You're a world-class athlete, but you're driving, and you're not such a great driver.
Truth.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All right, we will take ourselves a break. Ozzy coming in here with one of his patented movie reviews. Also, Jerron, we've sent to the airport. Well, actually sent himself to the airport because he's trying to get to San Francisco today. He'll give us a little report on what's going on with the new security and all that stuff. All that coming up after this.
Do yourself a favor. Keep listening. It's the Adam Carolla Show. Here's what's coming up tomorrow morning on the Adam Carolla Show with program director Jack Silver.
What up, peeps? It's your homeboy Jack Silver. Hell of a show for you tomorrow. The long-lost Rick Moranis makes an appearance on our show. Who knew? Porn stars, yippee! We got Jesse Jane and Kirsten Price. Two porn stars. Maybe I can convince them to do a porn with me. We'll call it Silver Spoons. Huh? Anything? Out of hell with y'all. Tune in late.
Thanks, Jack. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah. Also, Friday's the Bitch Bag. Segment that's sweeping the nation.
I'm already dreading it. Honestly, wish I were kidding.
I had immunity, but I said I don't need it. Brusca was cowardly and said, I want my immunity. I need my immunity.
I said I'll take my name. I'll take that off, too.
Save it for tomorrow. But, yes, heads will roll. Feelings will be hurt. Teresa will think people are calling her fat. Ozzy.
I'm here.
Yes, you are. Showed up at 6 a.m. to do this. Fox has a little frat boy collection that they're putting out this weekend, right, Brusket?
That's correct.
PCU, Bachelor Party, Porky's. All, you can get all three of them in one box set. You saw all the movies, Ozzy?
Yeah, I watched the old movie yesterday for making the review.
All right. Go ahead, baby.
Oswaldo.
Make of the review.
Tell us about some movies.
It's creepy when he says make of the sex.
We want to know which movies you have seen. Go ahead, Oswaldo, tell us.
Today I review with Fox, the Frat Boy Collection.
Mm-hmm, Foxes, right.
The Frat Boy Collection is made out in the three movies.
Mm-hmm.
PCU, Bachelor Party, and Porky's.
Porky's.
I be doing the Popery review.
Beautiful.
Yeah. The film movie is PCU, which is a phenomenal classical movie about American student dream in America.
Mm.
The second movie is Porky's, and in the guy steal money and lie for the owner and the bar, the name Porky, fat guy.
Fat guy, yeah.
The final movie is The Frat Collection and The Bachelor Party, which about the classic bachelor party every man dream.
Mm-hmm. Adrian Smed, right? And Tommy, young Tom Hanks. Yeah. Where you take of the marriage and make of the sex, you got to make of the bachelor party.
Make a bachelor party.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say PCU, let the reviewer call.
Mm.
Bachelor Party, let the reviewer call there.
Wow.
I gave it to Porky as one of my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Movie
mm-hmm.
in this collection, and let the reviewer call this.
And that was Oswaldo's movie review. We hope you did not end up too confused. Oh, no,
so, Ozzy, you're going to be at Hooters tonight?
Yep, I go for make a little fun.
You make a little fun, right?
I drink a couple of beer, you know.
Ozzy, you're drinking beer again, huh?
And you can win these DVDs by this collection, this frat guy, if you come to the... to the Hooters tonight.
I'll tell you, Ozzy's the most diabolical thing he does is he comes to my house. He's supposed to be working, but he drinks my beer. And then when I come in to complain, he hands me a beer. And it always goes like this. It's the same thing every time. Hey, Ozzy, I thought you were supposed to be working on the driveway. Ozzy, it's 9:30 in the morning. You sure you should be drinking one of my beers? Thanks, buddy.
Hey, remember, I tested for before you drinking, you know, for...
Ozzy takes a swig. Yeah. He's my food
tester. To make sure it's not poison.
He's my tester, yes. Made ceviche for how many people yesterday at my house, Ozzy?
I make it for you and Janine, you know, the people around, you know.
Right.
It's Jay birthday, you know.
I didn't eat any of it, and everyone else just stopped what they were doing to come have a ceviche party in my pants. All right.
Drink beer, everything.
All right, buddy. Fantabulous. You're lucky. I love you so much. So, Ozzy, we'll see you tonight at Hooters.
Yep.
We'll take ourselves a little break, perhaps a quick check-in with Jaron, who's out at LAX after this.
Do yourself a favor. Keep listening. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
The good news is you're fired.
Strategery.
Yeah.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Brian, how about just a Zeppelin free jam with you right now? We just play the intro to Song Remains the Same, and you just put your drops in.
Sweet irony.
Lose weight, get out of mom's house.
I could do a show like this.
Stop talking for a while.
You filthy, stinky prostitute.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Silent breed is people!
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint! I'm gonna blow you to smithereenies!
All right, just 100 more and I'm going to be bored. Seriously, keep it going. I like this.
Aloha, this is Laird Hamilton. You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
I am gay. I'm a lesbian. I'm a homosexual gay lesbian.
I think I'm in love with a retard.
All I know is this violates every canon of respectable broadcasting.
All right, we're now officially...
I will take this in the name of the Lord.
All right, now we're done with the jam part. I do like the Zeppelin freeform jam with Brian.
Our ratings suck. Right.
I said enough.
Man, I'm crazy in a rabbit's ass.
Jaron?
Yes.
What's happening?
Hey, man, it's like a traffic jam out here at LAX.
Are you at LAX right now?
Yes, I'm on the grounds right now of LAX driving. Trying to get to the terminal.
And you will park where?
I'm just going to get off at the terminal. I have my grandpa with me. He's going to drive my car back home. I have to get to the terminal one. I've been here for about a half hour right now. Trying to get to the first terminal.
Put your grandpa on the phone. I want to find out what happened to you.
Okay, hold on, okay?
Jaron off the hizzle.
Hello?
Grandpa Jaron?
Yes.
You're driving... what's your name, sir?
Buford Ferguson.
That's more like it.
Yeah.
What happened to Jaron?
What do you mean? What do you want me to say about it?
Well, I just mean culturally seems like a washout.
No. He's not a washout. He's all right.
He's wider than Brian is. He really is.
Yes, I go along with that.
All right. I see you sound like you've got some soul.
I do, but he doesn't have as much as I do.
I'll tell you what, Circle, forget the airport. You drop him off at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Let's see if we can't teach that boy something.
Well, that would be a good stop for him. You really don't know what's going on.
Listen, Grandpa, you can't fight the crowd at LAX. You guys drive up.
What are we going to do?
You drive up, and by the time you get to San Francisco, it's Reverend Bishop Don Magic Wand that appears from the car, not Jaron anymore. Thank you. Running out of time here. Oh, I could thank a lot of people. We just don't have time. Chris and Bell, Def Rat Guy tonight. Hooters, Def Rat Guy will all be there. 7 o'clock. Don't be late. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla saying mahalo.